Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Thursday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight we have with us our dearly beloved Brother Ray. Brother Ray, are you with me?
I'm right here with you, my dear.
Great. It's good to have you back. We missed you. And we send our condolences to you and the family of the loss of your brother. You know, we want you to know that he's in our hearts and you as well. We've missed you.
Well, I've been kind of under the weather and out of it for a few months now, maybe a year or so, by the way. And not only was it my brother Billy that I lost, but that God gained, because our loss is his gain. One of my best friends, David Imhotep, Dr. David Jones, David Jones Imhotep, was my very good friend. Dropped dead on the street, and I just wanted to let folk know that our heroes, and he's a hero. He was definitely one of our leaders, and one of my best friends, along with Dick Gregory and others that we worked with over the years. So I've lost 7 or 8 people in the last 2 months, and it's been kind of difficult. But we know
that's hard.
yes. We know what time it is, and what we must do is the question. How do we respond to what's happening to and around us? And we've got to just begin to get ourselves together, because we are not together. We still have not organized ourselves, as we've been attempting to do for years now, to get us organized. Marcus Garvey had us going pretty good, and Elijah Muhammad had us going pretty good, and others along the way going, Malcolm X and others, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you can name them, our leaders who have gone on and been removed from us as we try to get ourselves organized. So that song you play with Marvin Gaye yesterday is just such a, it was a great selection. It's something that caused me to think about yesterday, how we were then and how we are now. As you know, Marvin was a good friend of mine, a great friend of mine, and Sam McCoy, all of us, we worked, came up together. And both of those guys were very spiritual, and I consider Marvin Gaye a prophet. You listen to his music.
Yes, I do as well, yes.
Yes, you will hear what's going on right now before he was, I mean, he was a young man writing this, these words. So it's a good good time to think, look back, and see where did we go wrong, what happened, and what do we must do now. And that's where my head is. What do we do now? My agenda is organizing, get our people together. That's why we started the People's Grassroots Assembly. The People's Grassroots Assembly, understanding that change comes from the bottom up, not from the top down. And that those of us who are at the bottom of this array, this ladder here, that we must organize and build our own future. We can do that if we just come together. So that's what is so good about your show, the Dry Bones Connection, the People's Grassroots Assembly, and other organizations who are working to bring our people together so that we can do what we were sent here to do and achieve the things that we can. We made this country what it is, and we can do it again for ourselves, and I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Yes, I agree, Brother Greg. We have to be on point.
Yes, we have to, and we got to figure out. I'd like tonight to talk about those things. What do we need to do now? How do we need to prepare ourselves for a future that we know is coming? And, you know, we wanted to talk about Israel and Gaza, but we got our own problems right here in the United States, serious problems here. We can no longer ignore our own problems to address and deal with other people's situations. And as we say, this is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but this is a spiritual warfare, and we will win this battle if we fight it in a spiritual manner. So those are some of the questions that come up, that some of the questions that are raised to me from young people and others who are trying to figure out what's happening here, because we're only getting one side of every story, and we never get the other side. And I think the side that we need to get both sides of is our story, not his story, if you follow what I'm saying. That's all we've gotten was his story, and we have not gotten our story. You know, my brother Tariq is one of those who keeps us reminded of our story, and that's what we need to do for ourselves. And we've got to remember that, and we've got to focus on what do we do now, y'all? We've got all these great minds out here. We built this country. We made it what it is. It wouldn't be what it is had it not been for our people being involved in the structure and the building of this nation. So we've been cut out. Now we need to cut ourselves back in, and I think that's what we're about to do. And I give all of the honor to God for all the things that we are doing, but I really appreciate Dry Bones, and I appreciate you, Antoinette, for what you do to help us understand and come together. Now, that's the main thing, is coming together, and then bringing the people on your program who can give some answers. You know, we always talk about the issues and the problems, but we don't talk about answers and solutions, and that's what we need to do now. We talk about answers to our issues and the solutions. We don't get on the 6 o'clock news the 11 o'clock news or any news, our story. We only get, you know, the crime scenes and the robberies and all of the negativity. So it's up to us to bring the truth and talk peace to our people. So I'm glad that we're getting this opportunity tonight and that your show is growing. And I really thank you and Sister Kim for keeping my brother, Billy, on the move, keeping his name out there and his ideas out there. I was with him the entire journey on his going home. So I was there every day, every night, until he decided to go. And I know that he's very smiling right now on what you're doing on your show, because he loved your show. He loved you. And I'm sure he's up there pleased and telling the angels about you and about Dry Bones. How about that?
Yes. Yes, we love Brother Billy. He was fantastic. He truly was. And,
well,
you know,
we have a lot.
Brother Ray,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to take up too much time, but, you know, I've heard you singing. You sang to me. And do you know your brother Billy did also?
Absolutely. How do you think I learned?
The last conversation that I had with him, he has sang to me. And I told him, I said, well, my goodness, all you fine Tories must have that singing voice and activism and everything in y'all.
How about that? Yes, yeah. Indeed. Well, all credit goes to the Creator. All the honor and the glory goes to the Creator. We're just here to do His will. And we're doing our best for what we got. Friend, Dr. Reverend William Reveley up there in Detroit, I hope he's listening tonight. He always says, I'm doing the best I can with what I got. And I understand it. Do the best you can with what you got. And we have a lot among our people. We have a lot among our people.
Yes, we do. Yes, we most definitely do. And, okay, well, now tonight is on Israel-Palestine war. And Brother Ray, do you want to take us there?
Well, I don't really want to go there, except that if we look at it through spiritual eyes, there's something in that scenario, in that picture, that reminds me of what's going on right here in this country with our people. We have so many issues among our people that are similar to what's going on there. It just hasn't gotten to that level. It's almost gotten there a couple of times with the so-called riots, but we call them insurrection. We call them people who have had enough of this rotten system that has oppressed us and kept us down and enslaved us, beat us, robbed us, and lied on us. So it's the same scenario, in my opinion. And I think that we need to take a lesson from what's going on there and prepare ourselves for what this country is doing. And you'll see that the government that is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, all of the people, is not that. It's a government of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. And they are financing and supporting that war. Instead of supporting justice and in supporting righteousness, they're not doing that. And while if you look at America, you can see our people are on the streets in large numbers across this country. And if you want to get real down to it, look at Chicago and Detroit, where black people are being put out to the streets from the projects, if you will, put out of their homes, and they're bringing in people from other countries and replacing us. And we're sitting here not organized to address it. And that's where my head is. How do we address what's happening to us right here, right now? This is no joke. It's not a lie. It's in our face. And no, you're not going to see all of this on the news in the evening. So we've got to have our own way of communicating what's happening to us and come up with a solution as to how to address those issues that we directly face, that we face all over the planet. As a matter of fact, melanated are under attack. You never hear one word about what's going on in Africa as far as relates to these takeovers and these attacks and these wars. And you never hear about the fact that the people who are being attacked don't have weapons of war like those who are doing the attacking. They don't have tanks and airplanes and satellites and missiles and all of that. They have rocks and sticks. There's something wrong with that picture. And I think we need to examine it. I think we need to look at ourselves, look in that mirror, and see how we fit into this puzzle, if you will, and begin to organize ourselves to deal with these things. One of the things that I really am concerned about that I'm very close to here is up in Maryland, for an example, up there in Columbia, Maryland. We have a scenario there that should be worldwide. People should know what's going on. How our professionals invented this brother, in my opinion, is a genius and has put together a system that will heal the population. And it doesn't matter who you are, what your complexion is. It's for human beings, and it does work. I'm a witness. It worked for me, and I've told other folk about it who've gone, and it's worked for them. But he's been shut down to an extent, and I think there's something that we can do about it if we just come together and just organize ourselves, because it's not just happening to him. It's happening to us, to all of us. And I don't know if he's joined us as yet, but he said he was going to come on tonight for a few minutes because he's got his hands full.
Yes, well, let me bring him in. If you're ready, just press number one, and I'll be happy to open your line because I do see you. I just need you to let me know that you're ready.
And he will, explain to you this, what he wants you to understand about what's happened to him. I can only tell you my association with him. When I went there, I was in terrible shape. This has been a year or so ago. And he picks me up right away. When I left, I was walking. I wasn't walking when I went in there, but I was walking when I left. And there,
Brother Brett,
yeah.
I'm going to bring him in. Erica,
okay.
248, correct? Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show. Hello, Erica, 248, if you have 240, excuse me.
240, yeah.
Hello, welcome to God Bond's Connection. How are you?
Oh, we can't hear him here. Can't hear him here.
No, I can't hear him either. Could you speak up, please?
Okay. Good evening.
There you
go. Good evening.
Good
How
evening.
Are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you. Yes, thank you very
Good.
Much.
This is Reverend Dr. Frank Gaynor.
Yeah,
Hello.
Thank you, Mr. Fontroy.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, it's been a whirlwind, but Mr. Fontroy is just briefly explaining that we need to support our professionals, and we don't know what all they might be going through, but sometimes there are entities out there that take unfair advantage of them and put them in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And everyone suffers in the long run. And unfortunately, we don't have a support system to help other qualified professionals. And that's basically it, is we need to be able to say, hey, this person is just as professional as me, and this happened to them. It could happen to me too. Well, we all need to pull together and utilize our resources to keep us professionally on top, and not let us just plummet to circumstances around us. Yeah.
And what yeah. what you're saying, you need to have a backup system just like everybody else has. And that's what we're doing with the People's Grassroots Assembly. We're assembling people who understand that we have to stand with these professionals, just like the doctors over here in Tampa, Florida, who are having a rough time getting work because the HMOs are not hiring them. So they're losing their jobs, and they don't know what to do. They've contacted me, and I've said, okay, we just have to get organized, and that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're doing. I don't need that word try out because there's no such word. But we're organizing to address those issues that are directly affect our community right here, right now. And Dr. Gaynor is one of those. He's a very wise and intelligent. I don't know what word to put on him because he's a genius, and I love it. I love what he's done. I love what he's doing, and they're trying to stop him. But like they've always tried to stop our people who are inventors and bring things to our people that will change the world. So I'm hoping that those of you who are listening will begin to understand that we've got to build an organization. And if we have one out there, somebody needs to tell me who it is. I've been out here doing this all my life, over 20 years. I've been doing this all my life, y'all. And I worked with Dr. King and before. And we don't have it yet. Every time we get one, it is destroyed from within or from without. That ain't going to happen this time, y'all. And it's not going to happen because we're going to stand with people like Dr. Gaynor, like those doctors in Tampa and in Miami and in Florida against this wickedness that's taking place from our governance.
Yeah.
Dr. Gaynor? Yes.
Yes, well, that's very true, Mr. Fontroy. It's the battle is from within, and you have chosen groups that want to make sure they have no competition, and they manage to be able to squash things out. But the Almighty Lord knows how things are supposed to be working, and that's what works everything out, and that ultimately, the healing comes from the Almighty.
And it's like you say, if you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. Come and do it for you. You've got to stand up. He'll stand up with you when you stand. He'll fight with you when you fight. But if you don't fight, you're going to be by yourself. So wake up. Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Am I right, Antoinette?
Yes, you are. You're definitely right. And I want to take us to the title of this show, Israel and Palestine, and how is this affecting us, and how does the UN play in this?
Well, for me, I don't know if Dr. Gaynor has an answer for that. Do you? Do you want to speak on that, Dr. Gaynor?
Yes, I can say that one needs to understand the whole history of what they're calling themselves to be, Israel. You just want to go back to, are they of the Jews of the Bible? Are they of the Hebrew descent? And just start from that, and then the rest will unfold, and you'll see things like how placed there at the end of World War II to start a new nation. And one needs to go back into history, because when these things break out, unfortunately, the media at that time doesn't go through the whole historical background on how we got to where we were. So before you start deciding on who's right and who's wrong, you really just need to go back and look at the history and see, how did this all really come in the beginning? And then when you look at it from that perspective, then it goes all the way back to there's an underlying evil that's just been running rampant, and sometimes it's in Gaza, sometimes it's in the United States. And unless we're organized, it doesn't matter where it's hitting, but we have no infrastructure to be able to kind of balance it. And that's what we want to be able to do, because what's happening over there can happen over here.
Yes.
But if we get organized, we can keep it under, you know, in constraints. And as it relates to the UN is international. So where does the sovereignty of the United States fall in if you say, oh, the UN's got to run everything? Well, are we willing to give up all our sovereignty to another entity?
Well, it looks like that's what's happening. I mean, under this administration, under Biden, I mean, I know from, you know, being a Delawarean and hearing Biden speak even before he became president, that he said he was a Zionist.
And he's proving it. But that's,
yes, he is.
But this is what I'm, this is my point of view. I understand all that, and I know Biden as well, and I know Trump as well. But we don't have our own game plan. We do not have our own agenda. And once we organize, we will have an agenda. And but we've got to get organized first. You know, I've been approached many times about the so-called who have this and have that, and they own this and they own that. And our government has helped them get it. Our government gives them money and free education, free health care, and takes care of them. I just got calls from Detroit and from Chicago claiming that they've been put out of their places and that these immigrants are being put in their places, and they're getting free money, free food, free health care, free education, free everything. And our people can't get the same from our government, this government that we, our blood, sweat, and tears have created, and our education has created, because without us, there would be no them. So, you know, it's time. If how it relates to us today is that if we don't organize ourselves and come together and know who we are, the people that we are, then they will overcome us. But like Dr. King said and others, we shall overcome, and we will once we organize. There have been too many examples set up for us to overcome this. And too many times we've fallen because we have listened to his story and not our story. As Brother Tariq will say again and again, he's been the one, in my opinion, who's been on the point all along, trying to get us to understand what we've got to do in the case of organizing ourselves. How do we organize? What do we have to do? And that's what I was hoping would come out tonight, some of the questions and some of the answers to
we have people with their hands up. I think one is Brother Tariq. So if y'all don't mind, I'll take it. And 708, I'll be with you in a moment. But 424, I hope this is Brother Tariq.
Greetings. How are you, everybody?
Hello,
what's happening?
Welcome
greetings,
to the
Sister Antoinette. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
All right. I attempt to stay well every day. Every day I wake
I
up is a well
too.
Day. when you get to be at the eighth decade, the ninth decade is what I started now, so I've already done eight. And so that's when you got
every day is a blessing. We're happy to have you.
Every day you wake up is a blessing, you know. And
yes,
one of the things that one of the things we have to really come to grips with is who are we, and we have to really look at how we have been manipulated and literally written out of history in so-called lawmaking. We have been changed from being mulatto or Indian or many other designations that they use to colored, black, Negro, all of those adjectives and descriptive words, basically, literally say that we are not considered to be anything to them who use it, them who believe it, them who live it. And so if we don't understand who we are, we can never come to grips with what has happened to us and start dealing with it, you see. Because foremost, we're looked upon as foreign agents. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, we're looked upon as foreign agents because we're under Title 22, Chapter 11, classifies us as foreign relations, and that and they look upon you as a foreign agent. We the people are now the American nationals, whatever that is, and they want us all to call us all the citizens. We the people of this country. The citizen did not create any of this. This is all created by Congress. Like all those stories they tell about who stole away and who crossed the border and say who went back and saved others and all this stuff that went on in real life. But they had to stylize it and they made it to look like one or two people did this.
And
so we're coming to grips with, once we come to grips with this and know our story, because that tells you what you have accomplished and what you can accomplish. And I have a wonderful list that I'd be glad to share with people, of books that we all must have and be reading and know what the contents are, because that is who we are. And this list I incarcerated and I had to write this list 14, 15 times a day from the other inmates there, when they heard about it. So, you know, this is stuff that really, you know, I've done, and I want people to know that we have the solutions to our problems. And the solutions, for example, all these police killings and all these issues that we continually experience of oppression that we talk about. Now, who's in charge of those things? Who are the ones that sit over that particular operation? Because that's what it is all. It's an operation for them, you see. And once you know the story, you're able to then do something about it. And what you do about it is you ask them for their papers. You ask them to prove that they have their papers in order and that they have done what they are supposed to do before they took office, before they got their position. And once you do this process, initiate it, then you turn it over to the Secretary of State's office, the Notary Public. The Notary Public handles it thereafter, and then you will find every single time that they will not answer.
Well,
so they tell you straight up that they will not answer and that they are not who they say they are. Yes, sir.
You're absolutely correct and exactly the process that we need. But let's go back further. Let's go back before that, before they
All
came.
Right.
We
right.
were here. When they came to this, we were here. The Metal people were here. So this is our land.
This is our land. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they came with their process and their laws and their
rules. Yep. And we allowed it. We promoted it. We took part in it.
And we need to put up.
And we have to stop. We have to stop and go back and look. Go back and look at what happened, because if we don't know that, we're done.
Then put our own agenda together and move forward with our agenda. What is it that we want And we haven't done that. We have not organized. We have not taught
right.
the truth.
Yes. Right.
And we have not organized ourselves around our own agenda. So we need to put our
right.
agenda together. We need to
right.
put our people together. And we need to support our own cause. And that's one thing we have not done. We've always
nope.
looked to somebody else for our cause, support our organization. And I'm saying enough
mm-hmm.
of that. Enough is enough. We're going to organize
yep.
our own. And this is what David
right.
and Hotep, David Jones and I, were putting together. Back in the 80s, we had
mm-hmm.
this thing together. We had our own agenda together. And we were working on it. But we just had a hard
yep.
time getting the people to finance our own cause. And I refused. And David refused. The both of us refused to go to anybody else outside of our community for finance to
mm-hmm.
do what we had to do for ourselves.
Excuse me, gentlemen. We're talking about Israel tonight, Israel and Palestine. We can come together and discuss this at another day if y'all would like. But
well,
if we can.
You asked the
I'm
question.
Sorry, go
was
ahead,
how,
Brother Ray.
The question was, how does it affect us here today? And
yes.
and that's
yes.
what that's what we're trying to address. How does that, what's going on across the Atlantic, affect us
yes.
here in the United States of America? And one of the things that have been brought out is that, one, first of all, we don't know who we are. Second of all, who are we? Okay,
right.
And that's when we need to start teaching who we are. And once we
right.
fix this out, we can put our own
that's
agenda together.
Mean.
Forget what they say and what they do, what they want
right.
us to do. What
right.
do we want? And that's
exactly.
that's the thing. How does Israel and Gaza relate to us? Well, as far as I'm concerned, it appears to me that somebody has bombs and airplanes and guns and tanks and weapons and men and with uniforms and stuff, and others have sticks and stones. There's something wrong with that picture. And that's the same scenario here in the United States. The police come out with tanks and guns and airplanes, helicopters and stuff, and our little brother's running around trying to hide and throw rocks and sticks. That don't work. Okay? That doesn't
no,
work.
That?
So we got to get off those. In this beginning, to me, it is going to happen here. If we don't get do what we have to do now, and that is, as
mm-hmm.
he said, know our past so that we'll know our future. And
right.
I know that we have among us the minds, and we have the finance. We were the richest people in America back in the late 1890s.
Mm-hmm.
We were the richest people in this
yep.
country. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and Omar Johnson pointed it out. Dick Gregory pointed it out. Many of
yep.
our leaders have pointed out the fact that we make more money than anybody out there, but we give it all away. We spend it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We spend it with get the rich richer. They make the rich richer, and we get poorer. So we got to
yep.
understand how economics plays a part in our survival. And again, I pointed out to Chicago, and I hope somebody calls in from Chicago or from Detroit. And
well, we have someone with their hand up from Illinois. So when you're ready, they had their hand up in the from the beginning of the show.
Oh, amen. Please let them in. We need
okay.
to hear from everybody. Say something.
Okay, well, we have several people with their hand up. Okay, area code 708. Area code 708.
How are you all tonight? Peace.
Peace,
well,
brother.
Thank you, and
you
yourself.
Oh, I'm good. As long as I wake up, it's a good day. The Creator takes good care of me.
I'm sorry, hon. Could you talk a little bit louder and tell us your
yes,
name,
ma'am.
Please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Cordell, and
Cordell?
I came out of Illinois. Yes, ma'am. I was born in Illinois. I recently
oh, really?
Left Illinois. Yes, sir. I recently left Illinois because we had an influx of, we would call them immigrants. We had a lot of people coming to Illinois, and I was just amazed about a lot of things. I was amazed because I'm old school. I don't really believe in credit or anything like that. Everywhere I go, all these foreign people got 3, 4, 5 credit cards. I'm trying to figure out, you come to America and you got credit cards, you can't even speak English. So
yeah.
somebody's financing them. As they bring in an
yeah.
army, they bring in an army right around us, whether you realize it or not. While they're trying to take your guns away in America, they're overseas arming all these different people, these different factions to fight wars and whatnot. But at home,
right.
on the home front, they letting the borders be overran by aliens. while they're trying to take your guns away in your homeland. I'm a staunch believer that this is our land. We were here before when the Europeans came here. We had been here since the beginning. We had set up encampments all over the world. We took knowledge, wisdom, and understanding everywhere. We were a peaceful people. That was another one of our downfalls, being a peaceful people. Now, you want to state to Israel, I'm going to try to – I don't really like Israel because what's happening in Israel is the same thing that happened to us over here. I don't know if you understand. We're dealing with both of these people on stolen lands. Feel me?
Yeah.
They're stealing somebody's land, and they've stolen our lands. Over here, they miseducated, so some people don't know who they are. Some people think they're from Africa, but I'm going to tell you, and I tell a lot of my people when they talk to me, when is the last time Mobutu sent you anything from Africa? You're not African. You're American. You're the first Americans. They took your name, and they're disgracing the name by the way they act. Because if you know anything about the beginning of NASA or the alphabet soup that we have, CIA, FBI, DOJ, and all of this, they started all these entities back in the days. That's how they took all the Indian land. The government grabbed the land, gave it to the Europeans. As he came over here, gave them millions of acres of land. They couldn't work the land, so they had to enslave the people that was on the land because we knew how to work the land. Most of the things we use in society come from people that look just like you and me, whether it's your cell phone, the games that these kids play. It comes from brothers. They make it. The only thing that they were able to create was the patent office where they steal your ideals.
Yes.
And just another little fragment, the California Indians. The government went to support the California Indians. He put bounties out on the California Indians to kill them off the land. And anybody, when these Europeans would encounter California Indians, and they were melanated people, the government gave them permission to enslave these people. Enslave these people and put them under enslavement. Make them work for you. The gold rush even did it even worse. The gold rush, now, people be kicking the South, but all the mounds are in the South. The Mississippi River is the real Nile. Remember, Memphis?
Really?
You got everything they in Africa is a fake. All of the stuff is over here, and that was done by the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, my God. Oh,
it's
my
still
God. And remember this, too, the Moors. The Moors got ran out of Europe because they had harems. They were dealing with those white girls, and they had them in their harems. But what they did, they educated their sons, and they didn't educate their women. Their sons didn't like the way their mothers would be treated, so they overturned their fathers. They ran them up out of there. That's how the Europeans were able to run the Moors up out of Spain, Portugal, Man.
Yep.
Their kids ran them out because their fathers was messing with them white girls, the harems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They excused them so bad, the sons didn't respect their fathers. They wanted to kill their fathers because of their mothers. And when they got ran out, some of them went to Northwest Africa. The other ones, they ran over here with us. So they brought that monster over here on our lands with all that nonsense. And we've been in the stoop ever since.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, my friend. What do you suggest at this time, at this stage of the history of our story, that we do to address these issues? One of the things that I wanted to discuss was, where do we go from here? What are we doing now? You know,
we got to control what we eat. We got to get land. We got to work our own land. We got to stop letting these people feed us. We shouldn't let them do anything for us. We all grown men. We need to have our own land, homestead, whatever you want. Homestead, grow our own food, give our own selves. We can set up our own value systems. We need to stop these young boys from killing one another. We the greatest warriors that ever walked this planet. But
everything
we turned in on ourselves.
Brother, everything you said is true. Everything you said is right. The question is, what do we do? What we think we need to do is put an agenda together, put our own agenda, put our own structure together. We're calling it the People's Grassroots Assembly, where the people come together like you, myself, Tariq, and others. Antoinette and other sisters who are listening on here, that we come together and build our own society, build our own agenda and follow our agenda. We're following their agenda, and it only benefits them, okay? We don't have to fight. We don't have to throw no rocks. We ain't got to shoot nobody. But what we can do is defend ourselves if we have to, number one. Number two, but if we hold our money and put our money in our own structures, in our own community, build our own community with our own money, Okay, and what they're doing is taking our money and spreading it all over the world to European countries and to people they want to have here to replace us. I'm sorry, that's what the story, that's what the reality is.
They've turned us into super consumers. Yeah. We're super consumers. We consume everything that they put out. We're not creating anything. That's what I'm saying. We need to have our own land, grow our own food, educate our own children. Like, I'm going to tell you something that I see that's so bad. They actually have, my sister's thinking, they have a right to kill a baby in the womb. Now, I got a problem with that. I got, because what man, see, they got zero population. They had zero births. We are prolific in creating children. But the most dangerous place for a young black child is in the mother's womb, because these people have indoctrinated these women to think it's all right to kill your baby. Why would you kill yourself?
Yeah, brother.
That's
brother,
genocide.
Brother, yeah, let's ignore what they're saying and what they're doing. What are we going to do? We're going to save our children.
We have to restructure everything. We have to make right right again and don't believe in wrong, because they got everything upside down.
Well, it's on us to put it right side up. This is what I'm saying. We got to stop focusing on what they're doing and what they're saying. Forget them. Forget what we're going to do for ourselves and for our children, for our people. We're going to educate them, like you said. We're going to keep them out of the jail system, like you said. And how do you do that is the question. And the agenda that we're putting together will do that if the people will support the agenda. If you will support our own cause, you know, we can't continue to allow others to finance our move, because it goes nowhere. We have to finance it ourselves. And we've
brother,
been trying
we
to
have the, we have the solution to finance, brother. I'm trying to,
well,
I'm telling you, we – the,
yeah,
just
yeah,
the billings alone, just the billings alone on these corporate creatures that have also made a contract with us, and therefore you have the right to demand that they prove up that they have their authority to do what they're doing, and that it's safe.
They don't have the authority. They're doing what they want to do without our input.
But you still have to get our people to realize what they're doing. That's what we have to do. We have to get our people to actually show, look, once you initiate this process and then it's taken over by the Secretary of State's office, then they do all of the things for you. They all come forth with the truth that they're not who they say they are, that they're in violation, that they're, they're criminals. That's what comes out to on the record. And once we get our people to see this, now you have a way of getting rid of them. You don't have any way otherwise.
You got to stop voting for them. You got to stop voting these people in office. See, I'm going to tell you right off, I don't vote, because I don't vote for the
people. No, it's not about voting. Voting has nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm saying it hasn't served us well at all, and that's why I don't participate in that thing.
Hold up, y'all. What we're saying is we're going to set our own system up where we have our own voting process, where we vote, we set our own agenda together. We will become the third option in this whole scenario. They'll have to come to us if we're going to use a voting system. We're going to have our own voting system where we select from among us who's going to teach, who's going to represent us, who we are going to support. And I say that in that, with these doctors, for an example, we don't have to go to their doctors. And the people who are running say you have to, you do not have to. But you got to get organized so that you can be treated and taken care of. And in order to do that, you must have your own economic system. I was in a meeting some years ago with Dr. King back in New Bethel Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. And there was a young man in there who was an economist. And he said in that meeting, he said, Dr. King, he said, this is an economic war. We have to build economics. And we didn't understand what he was saying then. Okay, but boy, do we understand it now. And I'm saying that that's the way that we can do it, and we don't have to get anything from them. Just tell them to get out the way. Like James Brown said, they don't open up the door, we're going to kick it down and go in ourselves. And that's what we have to do now.
Right.
So there are no two ways about this whole scenario. And I'm just saying to people, let's build this organization. Let's make it what we want it to be for us. We don't have to go to their schools to be dumbed down like they've been doing us. We have to we have to have teachers in there like you, young man, who can teach the truth about what happened, who we are.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
They don't,
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's what we have to know.
CFR, all crime is commercial. All crime is commercial.
Right. And as underwriter of the record, we hold all subrogated rights to the titles of the case and all persons operating as public actors. Okay, so that's the truth. And we must know that truth and act from it. Once we do that, things change, believe me. We finance our own activities, you know, because they become a debt in the office of the Secretary of State. They keep all the records. Now you have a way of collecting. Once you file it into the Secretary of State's office, now it becomes a full faith and credit instrument. You see, and that's how we finance our activities, folks.
It's funny you would say that. I told a banker that today. If you look at your birth certificate, once it's been completely authenticated, on that birth certificate it says full faith and credit. Everything is based on full faith and credit. Your dollar bill has no value. It's only the belief that you believe in that dollar. But the dollar
is
fiat. This is how they control the world. They control the world through an illusion. An illusion of
that's
something.
Right.
They got the whole world enslaved on a piece of paper, a piece of cotton. But most people don't get it. It's worthless paper. You are the surety against the debt. You are the common stock and the preferred stock. It's the people.
Yep.
The preferred stock of rich people, the common stock of you and me. That's how they got the game. They trade you every day on the stock market. I mean, but look, when I tell people this, they think I'm crazy or something. Man. They think I'm burned.
Well,
I'm not burned.
Remember, folks, we have been under mind control, extreme mind control operations since 1949. When those Nazis were transferred over here from 1944
now you're telling me
to 1949. That's right. And John Deutsch was one of them.
They infiltrated the government completely.
Completely. John Deutsch was a great example who became director of the CIA, and we tore him a new rear end when he came out here talking about they were going to investigate themselves at the CIA if they had anything to do with the crack cocaine epidemic.
I'd like to make a suggestion. Excuse me, I'd like to make a suggestion for y'all. Last night in our class with Brother Eddie, we had also discussed the dumbing down of America. And if you go to YouTube, if you go to YouTube and you look that up, you can see how we got to where we are today.
That's right.
It's the dumbing down of America. So
Rockefeller and McGraw-Hill. Rockefeller took over the schools, and McGraw-Hill printed the books to help indoctrinate all the children. Don't forget the University of Illinois, and don't forget the Northwestern University. These were the top universities that helped
put the University of Chicago. And the University of Chicago. Don't ever forget that.
The University of Chicago.
Please check out our class from last night. And you will get a wealth of information that Brother Eddie had laid out. Also, we have a caller with their hand up, so I want to bring them in because we've had them on hold for a while now. Area code 706. I believe this is Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette.
It is. Hello, Brother
Kwame. Greetings. This is Jansenette, and how are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm very grateful. I've been listening to my family, Brother Tariq and Brother Ray. Greetings to you and to the brother from Illinois. Welcome to the family.
Yay.
You know, the part for us is that we began this discussion talking about Israel and Palestine. And the whole thing of it is somebody said it earlier too, is the same thing that went on here. You know, this was the part of the Civil War and the invasion. And how are we calling people that came up from the continent? The two continents are connected, except for the Isthmus of Panama and the Isthmus of Suez. That kind of put some water in between the landmass because it was all one landmass from Canada all the way down to Argentina. It was one landmass. And so these people that are coming up from the southern part of this Western Hemisphere were born on this continent just as we were. How are we calling them immigrants and all of these people that came through Hellas Island? They call it Ellis, but it's hell, because the hell that they allowed to come in here is what we're talking about, what we're fighting. And because we're the original people of this land. And the part for us is that how is it that our people, that those brown indigenous people that's coming up from the South Americas, but you got refugees that fly over here from Ukraine who get paid and housed and given benefits and jobs, but we're arguing about people that are indigenous people. How are we calling indigenous people immigrants? Indigenous to this Western Hemisphere. We have got the definement wrong. We have got the defining of who we are as human beings wrong, because we're using someone else's language to define, like Brother Tariq says, there's no black, we were copper-colored people here on this Turtle Island. And so we're now looking at, and how many continents are there? We don't even remember. It's six continents, because Atlantis sunk. So, and the thing is that the six continents, Europe is not a continent. Europe is West Asia. So what are we talking about? Palestine and Israel, what you both talking about is the continent of Africa.
The continent of Al-Kabulon.
It's still the continent. It is no Middle East.
No.
Yeah, but
that is the continent in which human life, as they have been able to prove through DNA and science, the original beings that they call humans, Homo sapiens sapien, derived on that part of the land when it was all one landmass called Pangaea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we broke apart, and we stayed on this side of it, and they still stayed on that side of it. But we got these cave dwellers, Neanderthals, and these abstinent color people, and we're now calling them Europeans and calling them the greater white supremacy. How is there the lesser? There are 350,000 children born on this planet today. Every 7 seconds since we've been talking, there's a child coming out of the womb. I'm in a house here in South Carolina. We have bought 2 acres of land. This sister bought 2 acres of land. 6-bedroom house where she's going to house 7 women coming out of incarceration with 2 kids each, and giving them a place to start, and they're farming the land that's in behind this house. This is how we become self-sufficient. Stop asking for somebody. And Tariq, when you say take the papers and give it to the Secretary of State, Secretary of State work for them. How are they going to change something for us? We have to change it. And if you're basing it off of economics starts with three basic things starts economics. Number one, land. And this is what they came in here and took. From the land, you take the mineral resources and the substance that's to provide you. You take that from the land, and then you manage the land. This is what they have done and created economic wealth.
I don't know if you heard, but that's what we were saying. You got to have your own land and do your own thing. You got to grow your own
food
and
not
let them control anything. And that's how you got to have the land. You got to grow. You don't let them feed you. You feed yourself.
But this is what we said. We're talking about decolonization and land sovereignty.
Right.
Land sovereignty, that's a human being. Because in this country, individual, Antoinette played King's Speech on two kinds of America. And the part in which we always say at the Pledge of Allegiance and their thing is that you look at what they say is indivisible. What does indivisible mean? To understand why they put that word in that pledge, and for the simple fact is it means unable to be divided or separated. Unable to be divided.
It's a republic. It's not a democracy. Democracy is mob rule.
But what I'm still saying,
a republic makes you
words,
sovereign. A republic, you get your rights from God, not from man. That's what a republic is. Your rights come from God, from the Creator, not from man.
Gentlemen,
I'm understanding that because there's universal law, there's universal law, there's cosmic law, and then there's nature's law. We're in the season of fall. That is part of the natural law of this planet. In this Western Hemisphere, everything below the equator is in the opposite. So what we're looking at is man has created laws that we in turn have given him validation to go against the law of, just as they did in the case called the Amistad, not the Amistad, the Antelope case of the Supreme Court. They argued before the Supreme Court.
Brother Kwame.
Yes.
Everything you're saying, and Tariq and the young brothers are saying, everything you guys have said is true. The question is, how do we organize to address these issues now? You're doing a positive thing, and there are many organizations that people doing.
That's how we do it.
But we're not organized as a people to make sure that what you're doing has the support that it needs to complete what you're
doing. Brother Ray, you can do
100,000 acres somewhere because we've backed
Brother
you up
Ray,
and supported what you're doing.
I just said, Tariq, did you get that piece where the brothers in California got $1.25 million to buy land and they are farming across in California?
Yeah, that's my partner, Adonijah, that's involved with that. Yeah.
There you go, Brother Ray.
That's how we do it. That's what this is about.
How do we get it done?
Have you all heard about the Snyder Act, 1924 Snyder Act? They're giving people right now. Some people already
there
signed
you go,
up.
Snyder
it's
Act.
The,
There's
it's
another one.
Indigo.
Yeah.
It's 1924
We're the
Snyder
Indigo
Act.
People.
Look it up. Double it. Look at the Indigo people. You and I are the Indigo people. And what they're
that's
doing,
correct.
Some people already collected $11,000 a month. So that means in a year you'll collect over $100,000+. But you've got to change your status from Negro, Black, and Color, because they took you up the land with those kind of statuses. Because you were a copper color person of America. You were an actual Indian. And Indians are
the Indigo people.
I hate to say it like that, but we were the Indians. But they had to take you up the land, so they miseducated you. They got you thinking you come from all over the place, but you're right from here. Then they bring other people over here on top of you. It doesn't matter where they come from. They're not looking out for you and me. We in our homeland. We got to look out for each other. We can't be embracing. Nobody embraces us. If we don't embrace us, we done. And that's just how it's going to be.
The question is,
we don't embrace each other. We are done.
How do you get to that point?
Number one, we got to understand something. Number one, we got to come out of them urban areas, because urban means you're banned from nature. Nature's law says that we are supposed to be on the land, not in no high rise and not in no projects and not in no brick building.
Tell it.
The herding of people is by design. That was done in the University of Chicago, where they came and put rhesus monkeys and stacked them on top of each other and said, what did they do? They reproduce and they kill each other. What did they do? They build projects through our community.
Yep.
And we did not have
structure to deal with them on that level. We had to deal with them. We became elected. We got in office and we did whatever they told us to do. So now we're saying we change all of that. And in order to change all of that, we must organize ourselves, put our own resources together, and do what you say needs to be done, Kwame. We need to finance your call.
But this is what, Brother Ray, we got to do it in small pieces.
Hey, check this out.
We don't have to remember.
Black Wall Street. It was 58 cities in America that were all melanated cities that had gross national product bigger than America. They burned down every last city.
Hey, brother, hold on. What's your name?
Chicago.
You have to wait, man. You have to let him finish his what he's saying before you cut him off.
Back when Eisenhower was the president.
We got to hear everybody, and once we hear everybody, we can make some decisions. So we've heard what you said, now we're hearing what Kwame's got to say, we've heard what Tarika has to say, and hopefully we'll come up with a solution that we can work together.
Let's just bring all these things play to that Gil Scott-Harris. Go ahead, Antoinette, play Gil.
Yeah, I was jumping, but okay, let's do this.
Yeah,
this is work for peace.
Play that, because we need to hear that.
Okay.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said because in general I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed. Because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe. Just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex. But all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and was storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago I hadn't heard the sumbitch, now all of a sudden he's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary, they took the dignity from the dignitaries, they took the secrets from the secretary, but they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries. Tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary from thousands of miles in the Saudi Arabian sanctuary kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They're turning our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. That's worth the peace. Peace ain't coming this way. We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war, it is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They are turning our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. What you gonna do? Military and the monetary. We hounded the Ayatollah religiously, bombed Libya and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians. Watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the armies, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. military and the monetary. To get together whenever they think it's necessary, they have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war. Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in the north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war. Say it to yourself, I believe we got to work for peace. Peace ain't gonna be free, you got to work for peace.
But it's a matter of fact that there are thousands of children all over the world in Asia and Africa and in South America who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. About tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to teach one. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone's got to go to work. Work for peace. Spirit say work.
My co-host, Eddie, is with us. Brother Eddie?
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're loud and clear. Okay, y'all, this is my co-host, Eddie, and he's our numbers man. But if we can get back, and 404 will be with you in a moment. If we can get back to Israel and Pakistan, Palestine. Okay, gentlemen.
I like to say real quick, peace, love.
Okay, go ahead.
Peace, love, honor, and respect to all the family on the line. And Brother Ray, you've been on this for quite some time as far as us being cohesive where we come together and we organize.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem, I mean, it's not a problem, but where we can't get together, there's a slight problem. I'm hearing all of you brothers on the line right now with beautiful information. Man, y'all got, we together, we all got an abundance of information, but the key thing that Brother Ray is saying and that we aren't doing, we have this information. We need to put it on paper. We need to write it down. See, because we need to teach all this stuff that we're talking about. We're talking about it all over the place. We got the tools with the information that we all have that we bring together, but nobody has it written down as a curriculum. This is how we start. We got to teach, re-educate our people, or better yet, educate them. We have to relearn the nonsense we learn. To learn the truth and then apply it, But the same way we've been taught by this system, we have to use that to teach ourselves, our people, fix us, put it in black and white, because it's hard to unprogram a programmed mind. And we know how deeply embedded our people have been programmed. But with all this information, if we ain't writing it down so that when we talk about it, we give it to them, give them a sheet. Now you go out and investigate and research the information that I have to share with you and come back with me with what you have obtained from your investigation and researching. We talking all around it, but ain't nobody putting it on paper. Unlike me, y'all know I put everything we talk about on paper with numbers. But in order to teach our people and get them straight to organize, you got to show them something.
Yeah,
they got to see some shit. This is a programmed mind. They can't see shit if we ain't showing them, because, again, we the leaders. But how do we lead? By example. We got to have an example, a blueprint, something that they can see that's feasible, so that they are able to see this and now take their time to decode whatever it is they need, so that we can obtain. And basically, with that piece of paper, we are basically revamping their thinking process. So anything we want to do as far as getting land, write it down so we can present it, so they got something to see. Because they looking at all this other nonsense, let's give them the truth that we're talking about. Make it plain for them. As they say, the dumbing down of America. We dumb as hell, a lot of us. So we got to pick up those banners so that we can teach these brothers all of this information that we're disseminating right now on this program. We have too much. I'm listening to all of us. We got too much, but ain't nobody said, hey, write it down so we could make a curriculum. If you want to teach somebody, put it in a book. Or put it in a manual. Put it on a piece of paper. Let's start simple. A piece of paper before we get a manual, before we get a book. So that people are coming in at different times, but they're seeing black and white what we're talking about. How we're talking about investing in one another. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. You following it step by step by step. And this is how we got to basically teach our people, like babies. We got to spoon feed them, family. We got to spoon feed them. See, because the program is deep, and we know this. We know it. But that's the number one thing that we're missing. Nobody has it on paper, so when we talk about it,
We got it on paper.
Curriculum. You got it on paper for your research. Okay. Do you have it on paper where you can hand out to individuals what they can do? Because you've done it. You got all your research. You got your papers.
I self-published a 410-page research compendium on the fraud of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody read that, they would know that there's no such a thing.
As AIDS, but we talking about in long run, in retrospect, how do we get ourselves together?
What they put in us, to what they put in our heads, that as if it's some truth, and we are the ones who can disprove all this nonsense. We're the ones who wrote our story. You know, we even have piles of books that we wrote in the South about our story that we just don't even know where they are.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
I got a class tomorrow night that I'm presenting in here, and it's called Greenville SC, because I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. And what I'm talking about is substance control, spiritual consciousness, and what has been done as far as what we're doing here with this house that we opened up, because every 25 seconds, someone is being arrested. The mass incarceration of women in South Carolina. there are over 471,000 folks that's being incarcerated in South Carolina. And what looking at is what I'm talking about is how do we help the people get out of this drug epidemic and this part of themselves that has to be recovered. And this is what my program is working with. And then on Saturday night, we're doing the sweat lodge. And the council people and the people who have supported this are going to be tomorrow night in the presentation for this. And I have PowerPoint because the last PowerPoint I did was DI on TI versus AI that causes MI, which it says is that divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus artificial intelligence causing mental illness. Mm-hmm. See, I'm giving solutions and saying, okay, here is what we're dealing with. Here is how we counter it. Because this is the way I was guided by spirit on the Overground Railroad to create OASIS. OASIS only stands for the land, which is vegetation and water, in order to sustain life because our ancestor spirits in service when we come back to the land. But as long as we ain't in them urban band, I mean orphanages that they call urban cities, and now they get ready to call them smart cities.
Smart cities. They're going to smarten you right off the planet.
So, yeah, you're right, Eddie. It's putting it together and saying, okay, Dry Bones, when I told him about I was doing the presentation in Atlanta, he announced it. We've got to get people, we got to start saying where we at, what we presenting, and how we need to do it. Because I've been given gatherings and places to go. I've never met any of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm available at any time to present a number of issues and a number of solutions to people that I've used for the last 25 years and that have worked very well. And I've gotten lots of things dismissed and out of the way. And so, you know, we have the process. We know what it is. President Harry S. Truman signed it into law June 11th, 1946. Go look it up. You'll see. You'll see what power we have if we just use it. If we don't use it, we're going to lose it.
Yeah, but the other part, too, in the last 20 years, from 2000 to 2020, we have lost from drug overdose 19,000 in 2000 to 96,096 people are overdosing from drugs. And the majority of those drug addicts and getting dying from that look like us. How do we stop this madness?
Same way the Chinese did.
No, because you're going to have to wipe out everybody that had, because you're looking at why is all these immigrants coming up from that? Because we went down there with the chemicals and converted coca leaves into cocaine. You cannot make cocaine unless you use a chemical, and it comes from this country.
That's right.
Excuse me, gentlemen. We have another caller, area code 404.
What's happening, family? Y'all hear me?
Hey, the general.
Oh, brother Wesley.
What up, brother West?
Yeah. Hey, I'm still out here trying. I'm kicking, but not as high. But look here, man. All y'all right? Okay, and from where I sit, it's about how many people on the planet, man? Anybody know? It's over 800 billion, right? Something
seven
like that.
Billion.
Yeah.
Nine billion
people.
Seven.
Okay, well, you got everybody on the damn planet is suffering from mental fucking illness, okay? The ones that doing this stuff, who doing it, and the ones like us that's getting it done, too. Every one of us suffer from mental illness, okay? And my man Tariq and other brother, you don't agree?
I'm not no mentally ill because I resist these teachers.
Okay. Okay. All right, if you say so, man. Everybody come in, I diagnose their own self, okay? So I know I've got mental illness. Every majority of the melanated people on the planet got it, i.e. the number one weapon of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. Okay? You just got through talking about mind control, Tariq. We yeah, all under mind control, bro. Okay? Yeah, so that's cool. Mental illness, man. If you right. The number one person you can't control, I was told a long time ago, all the person I control is me. So me, yeah. My mission is to show our people to get out of this fratricide of killing yeah. each other. Because we need to do, I hate to say, the steps got to be made, man. We got to show our people to love each other. And the number one weapon that makes everybody flip is what? That damn thing flapping in our damn mouth, that talk. A lot of people don't know how to stop talking, and then they get mad and angry. And instead of saying, hey, brother, sister, I love you, man. You my soldier, my brothers, get back to that. And we get our people to do one damn thing. Stop taking each other out, man, over stupid stuff.
Come on.
That's my number one mission, man.
There you
when
go.
I see a sister or brother, they got their phone in their hand looking at their phone. I really don't say nothing to them. But if I catch eye contact, yeah, I show some love, man. You got to know how to emulate that love. It's a love thing, man. Get back to that. Mm-hmm. That number one issue right there.
Come on.
Right
Come on,
there.
Baby.
Until we get our people to stop with all this damn fratricide over silly-ass shit, so we fighting an uphill battle, man. Yeah, menticide and fratricide. Fratricide is if I kill my brother. That's fratricide, man.
Yep, okay. Menticide, kill your brother.
And Kwame, to you, man, whatever you're doing, I kept telling you last week, you got to start live streaming that shit, man. Whatever you're doing, I say, Kwame, man, if you want to see it, bro. Okay, and to my, that's all I ask you to do. Start live streaming all this sweat and whatever you're doing. You showed me one time, long time ago, man. All right, information got to flow like water. That's what Yeshua said. We got to start using the speed of thought. 224 billion miles a second. Either control your own damn mind, or somebody else gonna control it. Which one y'all gonna do? You control your own damn mind, or are you gonna let these people keep on controlling us, man? Yeah, all right, that's why I ain't been saying nothing, man. Because that's about I've been thinking and letting the message come to me what I need to say, man.
Yeah.
All right, and my mission. Is just put everybody put the. Sometimes you got to slow your tongue down, man. If you're a brother and sister, especially men and women, man, they be under this psyop, man. It's called psychological, you know, it's Tariq, counterintelligence, psychoobject. Yes, sir.
Yep.
And it's psychotronic now, man. Counterintelligence, psychotronic
now, that's
warfare.
Right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
All right. So once we realize that, man, we got to break this spell, man. All this odds and taking each other out over silly stuff, man.
That's right.
Especially that now they got dudes, man. If they got their woman and if they him and his woman don't get along, instead of brother getting gone and getting another, what these damn fools just want to go shoot the damn woman, man?
Yeah, I
what
know.
The hell is
we,
that, man?
We have to get back to reading. We have another caller. Excuse me.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Area code 804.
Well, anyway, that's all I had to say, man. That's my man Bernard from Virginia.
Hey,
I know
doing?
Who that is, man. See, I invite
hey,
new people to the table, man. What up,
hey,
B? Go ahead, B.
Everybody. Zappos, this is our internet. Good night. How y'all doing?
Yeah, everybody
I'm
good.
Well,
yeah.
You
know
yourself.
What? I'm listening. You know something you were saying that's very interesting. We got a lot of, like, war tactics put on, right? Daggone weapons of war, quiet war, so forth and the like. But nobody talking about, he's talking about mental illness. Well, what is some things they call mental illness in out here? Well, number
two
one
things.
Weapon.
Poisoning. Poisoning.
Well,
no,
I was about to say
things.
That.
Trauma.
Sugar.
Trauma and yeah. environment. Trauma
and we in a biofeedback. We in what you call negative repetitive thinking, man. We in a biofeedback loop, man. I study mind control, man. Okay? We in a repetitive negative automatic feedback loop, man. Okay? with they thing, agreed, they doing agreed. This, they doing that, yes, they sir. Doing that. We can't get out of this. That's what we in, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, this repetitive negative feedback.
Israel. How does this pertain to
what's
going on?
Wait a minute.
Okay,
let me say something real quick, Bernard. I'm going to say this real quick.
We can only do one person at a time.
All right. Well, can I ask you a question? That's a damn smoke screen, Antoinette.
Yes.
Okay, you got to look at the enemy. Them Jews run all the TV channels, man. This is a distraction, man. And I'm going to leave it like
all
that. It's
media.
A distraction. They want everybody to talk about me. That's all it is, man. My Operation Mockingbird. Look that up.
Tell him, brother. Tell him, General.
Let me bring this up about Israel now, because I was getting to that. But I wanted to bring up sugar in. Everything is a weapon used against him. Let me get this Israel thing. So you got Jonathan Green, lady. He just went on the Breakfast Club again like 2 weeks ago. Notice every time he go on the Breakfast Club scrubs and talk about this crap. Now they talking about Syria was hit with some airstrikes today. But my thing with this Israel thing, they telling you how many people got slaughtered. Hamas, come on, man. Y'all don't believe that Hamas. They created Hamas. Israeli Mossad. Come on, people.
Yep. Right on. Operate.
Exactly.
That's right. You're getting it down there.
All right. Now, let me get into this Israel thing. Now, there's a guy who was head of Def Jam. His name, I call him Lion Cohen. Like, they had an interview with him talking about anti-Semitism. In the entertainment industry, that's what they do, say he no dang dance, man. And he's talking about, he made a thing to cure for $4.3 million to help eradicate cancer, but they're talking about eradicate hate. That's that anti-Semitic bull crap they running, talking about all this other nonsense. Ain't no dang dance. You ain't even Semitic bull. What you talking about, Lion Cohen? He didn't
eat
Semitic.
Yep.
He didn't lie.
Yep. And see
fact,
what they're doing. They're running that brain game, man.
Psy up.
Hey, that's a psy, man. See, we catching on to what they're doing, see? So what they're doing, they're playing the brain game, the victim now, man. That's all it is. They're playing the victim, man.
There you go.
Charlamagne and them on the Breakfast Club with the green, black, the ADL. He talking about he got a call at 1:30 in the morning, daggone that. Now, come on, man. You got a call at 1:30 in the morning about what's happening over here, talking about rockets, baby slaughters, and all the pictures. You ain't show one picture. And this is another thing I got to ask you. Hold on, man. I got something better to ask. Hold on. So you telling me all these people getting slaughtered, right? And you say this is the deadliest
day
for Jewish people since the Holocaust. It's
right.
A 9/11 style attack. In
9/11,
they told Jewish people don't come to work that
don't
day.
Don't come to work.
So what are you talking about, man? Come on,
brother. Right on. That's what man B, man. That's my new, my young children, man. That's my young big boy.
Psychological warfare.
Hey, man, this shit funny, man. But look, but he keep on talking about 9/11. You had more Israelis die from the damn jab. Then dang on this, whatever this crap is over there, please see nothing. Come on. Stop lying, man. But it's really funny that he talking about they called him at 1:30 in the morning. He said from his Israeli office. Now, wait a minute. You got an ADL headquarters in New York, and you got one in Israel. Okay. Now we're starting to get something. So it basically lets you know.
Tell that, then. Yep,
we controlling what's going on in the east, and we controlling what's going on in the west. You gotta let me know. I mean, telling you, this green blood now head of the Anti-Defamation League, but really
it's all
I call
about
the Defamation League because he's
favoring
everybody else.
Yeah, it is the Defamation League. That's what it is.
I'm in charge of the Anti-Defecation League because that's all they do, the defecating on y'all and y'all falling for it. So I'm in charge of the Anti-Defecation League, okay? They falling for the defecation.
Get that ass, General. That's right.
No joke aside, I'm going to say this. You know, they are being put on the carpet and they going to start running more tricks on you, okay? trying to remember tricks. But if you go, all you got to do is every time you want to hit them in the butt of the head, go to that Bible verse. You the synagogue of Satan. You already know who you are.
Synagogue of Satan. Come on, tell it. That's right.
Protocols to learn the other Zion.
Protocols to learn the other Zion. That's it.
And they got they call these people, what they call it? Ashkenazi.
Ashkenazi Khazars.
Okay. So they have already shown you their purpose, who they working
yep,
for.
Yep.
That's why now yep. they were talking about in the same article I was looking at, they're talking about Rick Rubin, all these people, you know, that started hip hop and stuff like that. And then Public Enemy told you 911 back
yeah.
in the end of a joke.
Yep.
They told
Come
you
on.
911 was a joke.
Hey, Bernard. Not Flavor Flav singing the national anthem, man. He said, fuck John Wayne and Elvis. Now he right with them now, man. They don't flip. Everybody, we butt naked. You go, everybody who they are going to be seen now, man. Okay? So I talked to Professor Griff on another show. Hey, they kicked him out the group because he said he ain't with them Zionists, man. So Chuck D told him, man, he got to go. They told Griff he got to go. Okay, so these Negroes are flipped anyway. Whoever you are, it's going to be known, man. It is a fun time to be alive, to see this stuff coming. Yes, sir. Go ahead, B.
Now, look, because I'm going to tell you something that happened, that this was the kind of something that happened the other day. This happened right here in Virginia. So we on a radio show. Everybody on this show probably heard of Cassie Hughes, everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cassie Hughes came on a radio show and called black people who didn't agree in Richmond, Virginia, where I'm at, they didn't agree with the making of a casino. It got voted down. She called them house and field niggas. Go figure, right?
Oh,
you don't support her casino. Okay. Now, check this out. There was a guy who said something about this Jewish guy named Goldman. Do you not know they said they got their executive producer of Radio 1 to go on the show and pull this man off the air because he made anti-Semitic comments? That's going to show you right there who really running the show. Kathy Hughes ain't running that
yep.
damn mouth. Them Zionists is running that.
Yep.
Well, they own the whole area, so they can do that. They're having a pity party. And if you don't agree
pity
with the pity party, something is wrong with you.
So what we should do is call BDS, boycott, diversify, and put sanctions on their ass. And you see them yep. Jews got a stove. Don't vote.
Come on,
don't spend no money for your ass. With the Amazon, all the
money.
Other mugs get. That's what Brother Ray said. Boycott, diversify,
Stop.
And put sanctions
right.
on their ass.
Stop spending your money with them. Yep.
Hey, and look, I got one more thing to say. I got, because when I was looking at this thing the other day, the guy Greenblatt showed a pack of 100-plus companies that have signed a letter
yep.
to the ABL to help them fight anti-Semitism. The NBA was one of them. I said, why would the National Basketball Association, huh?
Because
right?
who's running
yeah.
it?
Zion.
Silver.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, you look at Silver. You look at his eyes, man. That dude a reptile, man. Look at Silver's
That's
eyes.
Right.
Look.
Okay, we have another call, gentlemen. Area code
okay.
714. I'm trying not to keep people on hold too long.
Orange County.
It's eating up now. After that, it's eating up now.
What's going on? What's going
okay,
on? This is Frank. How you doing?
Frank. Hello. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name.
California. How you doing? This is Frank. I'm new to this.
What's up, Frank? What's up, young brother? That's another one of my soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
what's going on? All right. Just chilling. You know what I mean? Thanks for having me on. So, yeah, man, what these brothers are saying is on point, man. It's spot on. And then even with the brother I was hearing earlier, they were saying that we're indigenous to the country, man. He was spot on, too. He's right, you know,
yeah.
all the way. But that's another topic. Well, look, so this whole Israel-Palestine thing, man, this is all about money. It's all about gas. You see what I'm saying? Wow. They have gas and stuff like that, too. Gaza Strip and stuff like that have it, man. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all a ploy to steal from and take from Gaza Strip to take the gases and the resources. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, when America and the West gets involved with other countries, most of the time it's just land stealing or it's natural resource stealing anyway. And that's all a ploy, you know. Another thing with this one is stealing land, stealing resources. That's all they've been doing. That's what they did to us. And like the brother said earlier, you know what I'm saying? How, you know, they didn't know this land. They didn't know how to tend to the land. So that's why they had us, and they took, you know, made us tend to our own land. You see what I'm saying? And made make it seem like we were from Africa. We were from somewhere, you see what I'm saying, we never even been, and try to make it seem like we weren't indigenous to this land. And like they are the ones that are indigenous to the land, like he was saying earlier. Nobody calls Ellis Island people immigrants. You see what I'm saying? Nobody calls them illegals or anything like that. It's interesting how switch. It's a switch up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
But this whole Palestine-Israel thing, man, it's just like, you know, what happened to that dome? What happened to that Iron Dome? How come that didn't work? Why did that take in effect? You see what I'm saying? That's another thing. You know, it's almost like they let these people, you know, they all was in on the attack. The attack happened,
bro.
And then, you know, it's a problem, reaction, solution.
Tell it, brother. Tell it. That's right. That's it.
You get two sides, right? You get two sides. You see what I'm saying? You get two different opinions. You get more division. And see, this is another thing. This is a division. That's another way that we're not going to come together against this de facto government we call, you know, the government. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And this is the corporation, really. This is the United States Corporation. It's not the United States Republic.
Yeah. And it's dissolved.
Like and Israel is a corporation, man. Israel is a corporation also, man. And they run it right.
Up.
Wait, what'd you say?
Their lease is up, y'all.
Can we let Frank speak?
Let's go into this inflation thing. This inflation thing. Money, inflation, for example, inflation, you see what I'm saying? All it is more and more debt. You see what I'm saying? The debt that comes for us, you see what I'm saying, actually pays for you know, the inflation and pays for the interest or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So they basically need more workers. They need more taxpayers. They need more of our money to do that. We're basically their cash cows. So they're basically who's coming up with these inflation numbers? More and more people are working and more people are paying their taxes. How is this inflation so high in the ceiling, the debt ceiling? So you see what I'm saying? It's them doing it.
Yeah.
It's them causing it. Because with all this debt, it comes price gouging. That's basically, it's almost like the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So these people are basically basically messing up this country from the inside out. You see what I'm saying? They're doing it from division. They're doing it from this crisis, this economic crisis. They're doing it in many different ways with the food, poisoning us. You see what I'm saying? It's all about population control. And they're trying to say that Biden was implementing something about some kill switches or something like that in these cars, but then now they're trying to say that that never was in the bill. But don't be surprised, because a lot of these electric cars, that's why they're pushing that. You see what I'm saying? Even whether it's in a bill or not, they're pushing these electric cars for a reason, so that they could turn off your car. You see what I'm saying? Or it could break down on you. Or you see what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's reasons to the madness. And it's the 15-minute cities. That's another thing with these electric cars and this new so-called modern-day technology. But we've been and had this technology for the longest time. And like the brother said earlier, all they made was a patent. All they made was a gun and the patent office. That's it. We made everything else. You see what I'm saying? We're the inventors of this country and other countries. You see what I'm saying? And that's the thing they're not trying to admit. So it's just land. They're land stealers. They're vintage stealers. They're, you know, everything that you could think of stealers. That's what they are. But like I was saying earlier, we got to come together. Voting is not the key in none of this stuff. And saying, you know what I mean? Saying kumbaya is not the key. The key is for us to come together and demand and tell the government that we're not going to stand it and we're not going to put up with this no more. You see what I'm saying? And that's, I think that's that. But yeah, I just had to break that down, y'all.
Thank you very much. We have another caller, area code 347. Area code 347. If you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off.
I damn sure did, Sister Internet. What's going on? It's Brother Thomas. What's going on, y'all?
Peace to everybody. How are you?
I'm good, man. I've been listening to everything.
Welcome.
What's good, man? What's good? Listen, this is what I got to say about the Israel-Palestine thing, man.
Okay.
We all come from the hood. You know what I'm saying? At least most of us do.
Tell it, baby.
You got the Jews right now. They bombing the hell out of Palestine, you know. None of them belong there. Jews got there in 1940s, and the Palestinians only got there in the early 1900s, like 1919 or something like that. They was placed on that land. They not the original people that was there. After World War One, when British took over, they took them from Turkey.
Excuse me for one moment, Thomas, please.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we have 15 minutes left in this live broadcast. In order for you to continue to listen to the show, you have to call in. Brother Eddie, you still with me? Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here. I got myself on mute. I'm listening to everybody. I'm here.
Okay.
What's up, Brother
could
Thomas?
Could you give the call-in number, please?
Yes, the call-in number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
And give your contact info while you're here.
That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I want to remind you.
Say that again, bro. Brother Eddie,
ask for you to repeat it.
Oh, my contact info is E. Harris. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, and Sunday, Dry Bones will be on at 10:30 for the Helios, and that is at 10:30 a.m. And at 3 p.m., Brother Ray has the drumming where we are drumming for divine intervention. So please be drumming no matter where you are in the world. At 3 p.m., we're drumming together. And also, you know, Brother Ray has had a tough year, and he just lost his brother. And Brother Ray has a Cash App. And please send him a love offering. His Cash App is $RaymondFontroy. That's $RaymondFontroy. So we ask that you help with him. And also with Ms. Kim Weston, she also has a Cash App. And hers is $Kim Weston. So we ask that you support our elders at this time because it's not easy for any of us, but, you know, our elders are really going through things. So with that, I'd like to thank y'all and Brother Frank. Was it Brother Frank?
Erica, that was me, Brother Thomas.
347. Oh, Brother Thomas, forgive me.
Yeah, no problem, okay. No problem, man. I was going to say this, man. Peace to Brother Eddie. Listen, man, we all from the hood. You got these people getting bombed. No one got more United States military weaponry than Saudi Arabia. They're not helping them. You got Jordan and Syria and... Lebanon, they not helping them. I mean, you know, really, what can we do for them? Your own people ain't helping y'all. At this point, you know what I'm saying, we would be trying to help our brothers out, I would think. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, they got, what can you say? I mean, this is, what they doing is wrong. And I hope that the other powers in the world, be it Russia and China, India, through the legal process, ask for some criminal war crimes to be brought up against these people, because what they're doing
is
totally
war crimes. Yes, right. This is crimes against humanity.
Their people, their homeboys, they own people got the capacity to fight Israel. Saudi Arabia could beat Israel. They got the same amount of F-114, F-117. They got all the latest United States stuff just like Israel do. And they got a little bit more. They got more money. I mean, they could punish them. They could get together with Iran and Turkey and But they're not trying to help them really, man. So
they don't have no micro nukes.
Yeah, so I look at it like it can't be our fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And okay, we have someone else put their hand up. Okay. Area code 843.
Telecano, salutations. Greetings, can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, can you tell us your name, please?
Yes, Sister Antoinette, this is Eddie.
Just the other Eddie.
Oh, okay, it's been a long time. Too long.
Yes,
how
indeed.
Are you?
All is well. It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing well also.
Well, thank you.
How's everybody doing? Greetings, family.
Peace, peace.
How many of y'all know 85?
Come on,
hi, Georgia,
come
now.
Here.
How many of y'all know that 85% of the employees of the corporation, be it councilmen and all of that, is Israelis, so to speak?
Oh,
right.
Really?
In the United States.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
They signed that paper. Yep.
Of the governance of the country, their majority are dual citizens with Israel. How can you do
yep.
that?
Yep. They make them sign that paper, man, when they get there off the office, man. They sign that contract for Israel, man.
Foreign agents. Nah,
their DNA is the same, too. Most of them are Ashkenazi, regardless of what their name is. You know,
wow.
They are. If you do the knowledge on them.
That's criminal, bro. That they are felons when they do that. That's a felony to do so.
Yeah. But that's the dance.
Wow.
You know, I mean, a lot of people act like they never heard of the Prodigals of Zion. This has been their agenda, you know, for over 2,000 years.
Come on, tell us.
It is what it is, and part of the reason why I think most of the Arab nation is not really getting involved is because of the fact that they don't want that backlash from the two Western superpowers, Europe and the corporation in the United States, because they know these things. They know who's in the control of this country as far as that
right.
invisible hand and the political machine.
It's the pale-skinned pretenders that are driving this whole thing into civil wars and more war activity, because they are connected to the bankers, and bankers are the ones financing both sides.
All the time.
That's right.
And Israel is the owner of Israel is in England, man. It's in England. I think it's number two, I think, Green Street somewhere in England. Prince Charles and them England set up all that shit, man.
That's right.
Does anybody? I got a question briefly. Does anybody remember when Dr. Yosef Ben-Yakinin debated that Ashkenazi rabbi on, I think it was Like It Is? It used to be on YouTube.
No, I didn't see that one.
Is that Finkelstein you're talking about?
No, that's not Finkelstein. No, he didn't do that.
No, that wasn't Finkelstein. This was actually... I think he probably was from Hymetown, New York. But he was debating, I think it was on Like It Is with Gil Noble. And he was debating his rabbi because the rabbi didn't like some of the things that he wrote in that book, you know, the relationship between blacks and Ashkenazi.
The relationship between blacks and Jews, yes, sir.
Yeah, right. So he debated him on that. But the clothes.
You can't even get it anymore.
Right. But my point is Dr. Ben shut him down so many times, but the main thing that I'm speaking to is that's what Dr. Ben threw at him, his last question to him, which is just like what the brother said. The real power structure that's running Israel is not even in Israel. It's in England. Who said that, Wes?
It's in England. That's right.
Yes,
it's
sir.
In
yes, sir.
It's in the city of London. It's in the city of London.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Exactly.
You can
smell it.
The Vatican and the
city.
Yep. You can smell it, Brother Ray. It's so stinky, stank. Yeah, you're right.
But what you, brother,
That was Rabbi Speltzer that he had that debate with.
There you go.
You can see it on YouTube.
Right, and I'm going to
tell you, I'm sorry.
I shared it with three people, and the last part of that show has been cut out because we also know who controls YouTube.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm going to tell y'all something. A nasty-ass rabbi named Solomon Friedman, he the one that came up with, check this out, Pornhub, a nasty rabbi of Talmud on Pornhub, man. His name's Solomon Friedman.
Oh, wow. We have another caller with their hands up.
You don't think Hugh Hefner was one of them?
Yeah, look at the name. Check the name. Hefner. Check the name. Let me tell you.
That's a Jew boy.
Yes, we have another caller, y'all. Area code 740.
Greetings, family. How's everyone doing this evening? Good to hear everybody's voice. Good to hear everybody's voice.
Can you tell us your name?
This
is Brother Jeff. Pardon me?
Yeah, it's Brother Jeff. This is Brother Jeff.
Hello, Brother Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. I don't think we have a dog in that race. What they got going on over there, just, you know, we're just repeating history all over again, and you know, we don't have a dog in that fight, so let's get the hell out of there. It seems like every time them colonists get involved in our government processes, they taking things and transferring them over back into their families, you know, ownership, which is not on this continent. You know, they keep coming and going, dual citizens, but they got an oath of office. You can catch them in that oath of office, go to the Department of Risk Management for wherever they dwell in that, and, you know, start submitting them damn claims for them violations. I think it's an act of treason to violate the
Constitution. Teach it. Come on. Yes, sir.
I believe it is. So file them claims. But anyways, y'all, it's good to hear all these voices again. It's been a while since I've been on, so. I appreciate everybody. I'm gonna go on mute and continue to listen to this song and dance. I hope we can come up with some resolutions
song and dance.
to offset what's going on, because we've been taken out of our you know, our course of action. Our education has been taken away from us, and, you know, I mean, we can just go on and on. But
here we go, my brother. Here we go. This is solutions right here. A must read. For all us, we, number one, Stolen Legacy, George G.M. James, a brother from Guyana who, once he published his book, he disappeared, and nobody knows whatever happened to him. Then you have the 77 Amazing Facts About the Moors with complete proof. Then you have the Story of the Moors in Spain with Stanley Lane Poole. You have the Introduction to African Civilizations by John G. Jackson. You have Master Cleanser by Stanley Burroughs. You have Drugs Masquerading as Food, one of the most important books you can ever have, by Sister Suzar. You have Nutrition Against Disease by Dr. Roger Williams. You have Healing Restoration Manual. That's Brother Tariq's information manual to assist the healing process. You have Spicy Tasty Vegan Cuisine by Mama Nasira and Dr. Joe Bledsoe. They're over in Gambia right now, teaching the Gambians and the Senegalese and all those who come in contact with them on how to eat to live rather than how to live to eat. Then you have Deadly Deception by Dr. Robert Wilner about the fraud of AIDS. You have AIDS, Inc. by John Rappaport, one of the most important books you can read. You have Dirty Medicine by Martin Walker, which really exposes Rockefeller's lies. You have Inventing the AIDS Virus by Dr. Peter Duesberg. You have The AIDS Fraud by myself, Tariq's Information News Network, Research Compendium, 410 pages, self-published. You have The Iceman Inheritance by Michael Bradley, You have Caste, Class, and Race by Dr. Oliver Cromwell Cox. You have Capitalism as a System by Dr. Oliver Cromwell Cox. And finally, you have Capitalism and Slavery by Eric Williams. These are the books that will set you straight and show you whose story is the most important on the planet, our story.
Yes, sir. And how about when you are brother Tariq? He got papers, man. Tariq, I've seen it over his house. He showed me a stack of papers like a phone book, man. He got papers, man. He ain't no joke, man.
How about when rocks cry out?
There you go. Absolutely. Dr. Butler, Horace Butler, who they actually treated like a dog when he was here in L.A. because he challenged that African bullshit that we believed in for so long, when I should have known better because I sailed on the Atlantic in the Queen Elizabeth I, the last voyage from New York to Southampton. And after 2 days, a storm blew up on the Atlantic, and we didn't think we were going to make it. That's how deep it is. So I know them little 45-foot, 50-foot, two-masted sailboats didn't transport no 12 million people across the Atlantic. That's a lie.
There's so much information out there about how old these pyramids are here, or older than the pyramids over there. You know, there's just so many things that are...
More of them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Excuse me, y'all. I believe Eddie, Brother Eddie.
Yes, yes, can I be heard?
Something? Yes, you can.
I just wanted to put a couple of numbers in there from the conversation that we've been talking about. Someone mentioned 9/11. We always go back to that, which is cool. It's great. And they talked about, as we all know, that Jews were told not to come to work on that particular day. 9/11. So let's look at that number real quick. 9/11.
Not what?
11.
Yeah, 9/11. We're told, not Jews.
Right. But 9/11, if you look at the 11 is a 2. So you're looking at 2, 9 and 2. Turn it around, it's 29. Look in the Bible at Revelations 2:9. This is what 9/11 is basically pushing. And you mentioned that, dealing with Revelations 2, verse 9, it says, I know the work and tribulations and poverty, but those are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them, which they say are Jews and they are not.
Not,
but of the synagogue of
Satan.
9/11, y'all. It's right there in the Bible telling you who they are, who we're talking about right now.
And that's today's date, man. It's today's date.
Come on now.
Today's date is 11/9, so it's 9/11.
9/11. That's
right.
9/11.
Come on.
Yep. Everything is out of course.
You see where I was going,
damn, get him, Wes.
You see where I'm going.
Yeah, yeah, hey. I know you're doing. Eddie, keep busting them numbers, man. If I can write them down. Go ahead, man. He's busting them numbers, man. He gave y'all a lot of the numbers. I done won some money before. Keep going.
Well, that is just so beautiful because remember, the third leading cause of death in this country is admitted in the 1998 Journal of American Murder Medical Association. Excuse me. They say that they're the third leading cause of death in the country. Their treatments, so-called cut and burning and poisoning. Yeah. And I used to was one of them, so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. And Brother Fontrain, if I can interject, you know, what's trending on the internet on YouTube today is what do they call it, investigative journalist. Her name is Annie Jacobson. Now, we've all talked about this before on different platforms. What's trending about some of the topics she's bringing up is exactly what you're talking about, Operation Paperclip. MK Ultra.
Operation Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. And all these things that they did to spread that, man, I mean, welcome to the world of the test tube sociopathic individual, you know, that's allowed to dwell on this earth.
Joseph Goebbels.
Yep, and to control the cars, man, it's called Vault 7, man. I don't care if you got an electric car or a gas burner, you got a computer in there, ain't it? Vault 7, man, where they can control your car, Vault 7.
And then there was Dr. Mengele, don't ever forget him. He proved that they're from animals.
Well, the book authors in there is Ivan Van Sertima. One of the books he came out with is They Came Before Columbus. J.A. Rogers, The Miseducation of the Negro.
No, that's Dr. what's the name from Harvard? That's not J.A.
Right.
Rogers.
J.A. Rogers did the destruction of black civilization.
That's Carter G. Woodson,
The Miseducation of the Negro.
There you go, Charlie G. Woodson. That's right, Harvard graduate. And he wrote the re-education of the Negro as well.
I just want to run these pyramids for you guys.
That's
Du
Bois.
Right.
Tower of Set. Canyon named by the Hopi Indians, the roster of the Egyptian Tower of Ra in the Grand Canyon. Kincaid Cave.
Come on, brother.
Cave, Illinois. Isis Temple, Grand Canyon. The roster Temple. Temple Buck, Grand Canyon. South Rim. Lost City in Grand Canyon. Powers Cave in Grand Canyon.
Teach it.
And the other ones is Serpent Mounds in Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Then you got pyramids all down the Mississippi River. They call them mounds, though. A lot of the mounds got destroyed by these Europeans when they came. They found great wealth because there was a lot of gold in those mounds and whatnot.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Can we talk about Custer's last stand? What did Custer get his ass whooped on?
Gold.
Gold
in them dark hills.
Nah, Custer tried to run some of them indigenous brothers up on that hill. Talk about, we got them now. But he was on that Wu-Tang mound. He was on that Wu-Tang mound. Them boys came out from underneath.
Oh, my goodness. Woo.
That's why they called Bull Run Custer's last stand. And he wasn't standing. Exactly. He was on his knees begging.
Hey, he was a racist. That's why they got him, too. He was overconfident.
Yes, indeed.
And remember, America is derived from the ancient indigenous name Amaruca, Panda, Panda of America, 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 Land of the Plumes.
Amaruca. Kukukwan, Amaruca.
Amaruca.
Amaruca. Yes, sir.
Amaruca. Fuente.
Amaruca.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm telling you, we on the ancient land. This is sacred land these boys are on. That's what I'm saying. Palestine.
This is the true old world.
On stolen land. They're doing everything on stolen land. This is not their land.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When the young people understand this, well, I don't know. They got our young people kind of effeminated, our young men. We got to change that paradigm. We're going to have to do something about that.
Well, we have to read, folks. Come on, we have to get back to reading. If we don't teach our people how to read and write back to where we were before, then we lost because if we're the ones taught them. How are we going to not – listen. We brought the world rhetoric, logic, and grammar. That's the trivium. We also gave the world mathematics, geometry, music, and astronomy. All right? That's the seven liberal arts. We gave that to the world. Why we don't use it? Come on. We got to be using that. You know, we got to stop, you know, slanging and start speaking correct grammar and correct communication. So that we get these slime bags out of the way. See? That's our job. You know, that's what we got to be doing.
Yes,
I'm going to bring another caller in.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, this brother, D. St. Louis. I have
another comment. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment also, you know, the good spirit's been protecting us a whole lot, too, by keeping us from not having wars over here. You know, so it could be a lot more worse, even though we got the wars that we're dealing with the food and the land, but that physical war, you know, is more so going on amongst ourselves. But that war that they talk about, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they saying it's fake here and it's fake there, you know, it might be real or it might not be. But at the same time, we the good spirit is protecting us from them type of wars also. So we need to really push ahead and try to figure out what we need to do as a people, because we really not at war. We really just have to come together and fight that war first. So that's what I have wanted to comment on.
Yes, I agree with that.
Is that Ramon?
It's
silent weapons for quiet wars. They've been at war with us all along.
That's what it is.
That's what you got to remember. They're at war with you. Every time you take open a can of food, the food has been tampered with. The water is full of flora. They've been at war with us. The Creator is protecting us because we should be gone, because they've been consistently working to wipe us out, but they haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, because that's their war. That's their war between self. You know what I'm saying? So either, you know, only the strong survive. You know what I'm saying? That's the same war that we have with the bacteria in our body. You know what I'm saying? We got bacteria that's killing us, and we got bacteria that's allowing us to live. See, the border, that's the physical war that we see right there. That's what we're seeing. It's always going to be black and white. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be war. So it's just all about the time. You're coming in.
Third eye is calcified by the food. They can't see. They cut the consciousness off. When you block that third eye, you can't feel the world the way you're supposed to feel it. You can't see into the future. You like blind.
It's also part of the programming. Yep, that's right. That's what we need to get back to, but we need to get it from a reliable source, because I forgot that stuff that's killing people. Just like how our people, everybody smoking that damn weed. They got that weed laced with some stuff. Y'all remember what was that, in the 80s? That was in the 70s when they sprayed the herb, the weed fields back in the day with that paraquat. Everybody thought they had gold, but that shit was bleached. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
And it put an embalming fluid in it. That's when I quit smoking it.
That
embalming fluid had wars in New York going nuts, boy.
Yeah, we need to just
a minute. Just a minute, folks. Just a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
Sister Soldier, are you a racist?
You can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
I haven't met none of them.
Good evening, America. This is your president. Please listen carefully to the announcement I'm about to make. After careful consideration and research, Vice President Duke, Congress, and myself have concluded that black people have not advanced technologically. Their educational testing scores are on a rapid decline. The vast majority of them are on welfare and producing babies at a faster rate than they can support them, and we will not carry them anymore. We are left with no other choice but to put slavery back into effect. All blacks will report to the designated camps in their area to receive further orders. The only blacks excused will be those serving in the United States military and the police. Any blacks who do not cooperate will be terminated immediately. I repeat, slavery is back in effect.
We're at war! That's what I told you! I know you heard what the president said, and if the nigga don't move, then he's dead. It's time for us to take the stand. Woman to woman and man to man. Blood rushes through your veins, you feel the fear. Who what I told you. That's what I told you. Racism was here, but they didn't take it seriously. And then they said that I was crazy. Violence escalating, and it's sad to see so many brothers being killed by the enemy. Mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. Why can't they see we couldn't win by the gun? I told you how to win, but now it's too late. The enemy's on the rise, and he feels your face. Greed is a weapon, technology section. The wardrobe is sounding, the tool is the record. The will and the skill of the black man, exact man. Giving a hand to his brother man. A word to the wise, and I tell you once again. Know your enemy from your friend. Coming. I gave you the message when the fucking drummer was drumming. The end.
Play that music, girl. That's beautiful.
Yeah, okay, y'all need family. To check out the secret meet to change hip hop to rap, which starring Clyde Davis, 1991, in California. The meet to change hip hop to rap, and there you go. That's where we at right now.
Well, when the message was too positive, the Jews took it over and they killed the message. Anybody who had a positive skill, they killed it. It's integrated.
I didn't understand what he said.
He said the design is production, man. Them Jews turned hip-hop to rap, man. Clyde Davis Paul Rubin and all the rest of them demons, man.
Right. But remember this. This is from July 1966, y'all. A man who masterminded the plot to kill the entire Negro population found guilty. There was a man in the Superior Court that actually planned to poison the rest of all of us to death through certain means. And he was found guilty in a court of law. So now, if that's the case, and we have this kind of power, why are we not using it, and why are we still talking about getting it together and organizing when we should have been doing this years and years ago? Come on, y'all.
Better late than never. Plus, they had, with the churches, they came up with that voice of God weapon, man, for the black churches. That's when they first started using the voice of God weapon, man.
Now, Wes, I know you're not going to tell me that picture, that handsome blonde-haired dude, ain't the real dude of that Bible. I know that ain't what you're saying.
Nah, that's a Michelangelo shit, man, with that Last Supper and all that crap. Man. You know what I'm talking about, man?
Yeah, we need a lot of healing. There's a lot of sickness out there, point blank, man. A lot of sickness.
I think it's that default. You know, it's really that default because, you know, we always have issues with that, you know, no matter how wise and how strong we feel we're in control of our mind. Just like every now and then, you know, we ain't had bacon in 25 years, but we walk by somebody's house on a Sunday and that window's open, we still get that little tear in our eye because we missed that damn maple syrup on that skin. We might not partake. We might not partake, amen, but we remember, you know.
Yeah, we do. But see, here what I do. I camouflage it. You understand? I mix it with blueberry waffles and a couple of sunny side up. You understand? And that suffices for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I made my own chicken sausage, man. My pancake, like the pan sausage, that pork. I make chicken, man. Chicken seasoning up just like pan sausage, man.
I'm not partaking in any of that these days.
Yeah, too many squirrels.
It's the parasites. That's what we have to watch out for. They're full of parasites. So come on, you have to remember. You know, they're not helping us. You know, we the ones who are doing ourselves in because we don't want to listen.
Hey, Tariq. Yes, I sent you something about the power of oranges, didn't it? Did I send you about the power of oranges to kill them?
Yes, sir. I know. Yep, I know.
Yes.
It's
really surprising.
We know all this
time
stuff because it's our land. You know, it's our land. It's been our land forever. And why don't we know all this stuff? Because we have submitted to someone else. And once you do that, then you agree with them. You consent. And so therefore, you know, you got no defense. You with the program. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
But I partly feel that, if I may say this, all of these things are really taking place now because it's really forcing people to acknowledge there is another way. It's like there's a lot of these young children that they get their ass beat on Sunday because they won't go to church. But they said, I'll take the ass whooping. Either you get dressed and come with me, I'm going to beat that ass. Well, Mama, choose your weapon.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's that culture, you know. It's called cult.
Yeah.
It comes from occult. Yeah.
But I think things are changing. It's just changing slowly because I still feel everybody does feel the same way about astrology and all of that. Even though as the Moors have initiated us to understand that the timeline has been, you know, Gregorianized, but the reality is this still is the Aquarian age. And simulated to the apex. There's a lot of people waking up on different levels, especially spiritually. And I really feel that that's another reason why a lot of these things are taking place, just like the Testdemic and the chips. They're trying to get in there because the most fertile soil on the planet is in between melanated people's ears. Everybody's really, but specifically because, you know, they don't. I went to a sweat lodge here in South Carolina. And the land that I went to was owned by a white lady, right? Caucasian lady, whatever you want to call her. There was another lady in there that stays with her. And there was, I think, six melanated people there that was doing the sweat. This lady had the nerve to ask, I don't understand it. You know, I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but I just want to ask this question. Because I know what white people have done to your people. And I don't understand how come none of y'all are trying to get revenge. Now, was that compassion or was she desiring a race war? And Sister Antoinette, I want to thank you for playing that, sister, because I lost about 1,000 strands of hair on the top of my head. I was talking to Brother Eric last night, and I couldn't remember Sister Soldier's name. I named everybody that she was in. She took a picture with. She took a picture with Al Sharpton, Farrakhan, too.
Yeah,
Sister Soldier, though.
That was one of the greatest sisters of all time. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Modern day, exactly. But, you know, just like what she said, we ain't like y'all. You know what I'm saying? All we wanted to do is be left the hell alone, you know? There never was a time when we were not. There never was a time when we didn't have them outnumbered, even today. But the fact still remains. It ain't about war with us, you know? Y'all going to do what y'all going to do to yourselves anyway, so, you know? And they can't hurt us.
Yeah, we
need
them
alone.
They're
going
to be self-destructive.
They're doing
but
it.
But yes, sir, but one more thing. If a man, Bernard, still on the line, man, while we looking at Israel, my brother got called from the CDC. Bernard, you still there, man? Tell him about what the CDC calling, man. Say the CDC calling people, man. While y'all looking at Israel, is Bernard on the line, man? Well, anyway, he told me he got two calls from the CDC yesterday, I think, man. All right, so while y'all, everybody looking at pointing over there in Palestine, these dudes right here doing some shit,
come
man.
Come on, tell it. Tell it.
So I keep trying to tell y'all, man, you got to be looking at one thing. You got to have your damn head on the swivel, man. Look at all this shit, man.
Right.
Hey, Wes, see if you could text him if you got his number, because we need to hear what he has to say in reference to that, because that's definitely important, because this is what they've always done. They always want you to look in one direction while they're doing something else over here. It's like how they change a lot of policies and laws here on this landmass causing foolishness. Ain't no telling what they did in reference to that Ukraine foolishness.
It's the king's language, my brother. It's the king's language. That's what we're dealing with, you know. And until we break free from that and get back to rhetoric, logic, and grammar, which is our gift to the world, and learn how to speak correctly instead of all this gobbledygook that we toss around, we're gonna continue fooling ourselves because we are the ones. We've always been the ones. You know, there's no discussion about that anymore. You know, Professor Horace Butler came and asked, you know, about the rocks cry out, man. You know, because the rocks tell you. That's why they don't want you to go nowhere near the Grand Canyon. They'll give you a little a little peek of the Grand Canyon, but they're not going to tell you about the Grand Canyon because there's 2-3 cities under there. There's tunnels connected all throughout the bottom of, around the not only around the continent but around the planet.
That's right. Underground railroad.
Come on, brother, tell it. See, this is what I mean. See, we still running behind, y'all. That's why I read that list off, because that list gives you such a foundation to grasp how things are working. You see, it gives you the power to say, hey, like Dick Gregory said, you know, information is power, not knowledge and not this and that. Information is power, especially if you know how to use it. And that's the truth.
Hey, check this out, fellas. This is just some stuff. Like, I got notebooks full of stuff because, man, I've been studying our culture here. I'm 67. I've been studying this stuff for like 40 years. But just check this out. The Utah Atlantic, land of the blacks, pursue Indians until extermination. That's Thomas Jefferson. Extermination will continue to be waged until the Indian becomes extinct, a complete eradication of the native race.
Right.
Theodore Roosevelt, on April 12, 1850, California passed the so-called Act for the Government and Protection of the Indians. This act allowed any white settler to force any Indian found to be without means of support to work for him. 1851, message to the California legislature.
Oh, my goodness.
California Governor Peter H. Burnett promised the war of extermination would continue to be waged between the two races until the Indian race becomes extinct. 1852, California paid $1 million revenue from the gold held to militias that hunted down and slaughtered natives at will. There is no force in the Indian society, no prisons, no – now, this is – check this out. There is no force in Indian society, no prisons, no officers to inflict punishment. Ben Franklin. These are all the leaders that we had. Their whole thing has always been – to wipe it, but they did such a good job. Most people don't think they're Indian. They think they're anything but Indian. And when they take you off the land, because now you're calling yourself all different names, you got to remember you are the Indian of this land. And
that
ties you to the land, and the land is our mother.
That's right. That's right. And when
Sounds like that brother just spoke on what happened at Tulsa, Oklahoma, what happened to the Black Panther Party, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
All of it.
Even Marcus Garvey.
Yes, sir.
Michael Jackson, Prince.
Yeah, anybody who said anything.
You can find all this in the congressional records about us, but they never mentioned it. I don't care how many programs you look at, history and whatnot on TV, they never mentioned anything
about melanated
Indians. They don't. We don't exist. They got mongoloid proxies sitting on reservations. They got nothing to do with
pretenders.
It. America
mongoloid
was never
pretenders.
At war with Mongols. It was always at war with the melanated black Indians.
That's right. And
well,
and
hey,
Lewis,
brother.
Lewis and Clark's expedition said it. Meriwether Lewis wrote it, said wherever they went west of the Mississippi, they found the spiral-haired people in charge, not the stringy-haired people that were sent to greet them. Unquote.
Chocolate City. So do you feel that we as Aboriginal indigenous people on this land, our ancestral land, cancel out this, our ancestral land? Do you feel that we should become...
Treaty law is the supreme law of the land. And they have had, even though they have violated them, they got treaties with us.
Right.
And we
are
supposed to 1866 treaties. We're supposed to demand the treaty.
Well, let's go back to this, because this is my question, and then I yield. Do you feel that we should become foreign to the United States because we are people of this land? We're not people of the corporation.
We are not.
We are foreign to the United States.
We can't be.
Remember, the Columbia is a foreign nation. That's a foreign corporation.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with the state.
Exactly. And we can't be a citizen or anything connected to that. Because that's not real. That's a made up on the paper.
Okay,
yeah.
But my point is
corporations mean dead. It's a land of dead corporations, a dead corpse.
Yep,
no. But my point is, we are all considered United States citizens. Yes or no?
Yep.
Not what we call ourselves.
No, we are considered by law foreign agents. We are.
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
No, but let me ask you a question.
Let me read to you the law, bro. Because that's where the ignorance of the law is no excuse. See, and they got us by the wall.
Come on, read it, please.
We don't know the law. See, and I got it right here. It says exactly who we are. Okay, they consider us to be foreign agents that are connected to the Pentagon, and they're using Title 15, Chapter 22, Section 112, because incorporated, and that is everything that was done in 1871, have waived all of their sovereign immunities and engaging in commerce, which because you can find them on Dun and Bradstreet. So then you go to 49 Statute 3097, which is treaty law, which is a series 881. It's conventions and duties and rights of the state. So all this was created by Congress, you see. And then Congress also gives you 22 CFR, Code of Federal Regulation, under foreign relations. See, that's how they look upon us, you see. And that has to do with, that's why they can tell you that you must file taxes when there's no law anywhere that anyone's been able to find in the last 25 years for big money as a reward, if they found it, that there's such a thing as a law that forces you to pay tax on your wages and salaries. No such a law.
Voluntary, man. It's all voluntary.
Taxes is a gift.
Yes, sir.
Taxes is a gift. The 16th Amendment was never properly ratified by the states.
And yeah, and then the last thing is Title 22. The last thing is Title 22, USC, Chapter 11, classifies you under foreign relations and Pentagon, and is that you are a foreign agent. See, that's what they turn us into. That's how they treat us the way they do. See, we don't know that. You have to disconnect from the state. You have to change your status in law. See, that's the rule. You have to follow the deal, because if you don't, we didn't make it up.
You also are enemy of the state.
But that was
state,
my question.
Right.
Okay, but if we're not part of that state body politic or whatever the case may be, we can't be an enemy of something that is below us, because it is beneath us.
That's why
I asked that question. But the challenge is, the challenge goes back to this. Yeah, we are the most, there's more wealth in our nation, right? But we are consumers, so we don't really produce anything.
But if we don't purchase anything,
their system will definitely plummet anyway.
But
the challenge still goes back to the same thing. How can we get our people that aren't willing to read anything that doesn't have to do with any sport or any skirt or, thanks to Obama, any Chi-Chi Boyology, how are we going to get the people to get back grassroots?
Get them to drink Kool-Aid.
Hey, look, exactly. I hate to say it, man, because this is terrible, but hotter in a book and you won't never find it. I just want to continue what he was saying about the taxes. Connors versus U.S. 303, 1969. Whatever may constitute income, therefore, must have the essential features of gain to the recipient. This was true when the 16th Amendment became effective. It was true at the time of Eisenhower versus Mikeyville, Supra. It was true under Section 2298 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1938. And it is likewise true under Section, this is all about taxes, IRS Code 1954. If there is not gain, there is not income. Congress has taxed income, not compensation.
There you go.
Title 18, income tax question. Article 1, Section 10 of USA 1789-1791.
Nothing.
Constitution prohibits states from using anything but actual gold and silver coins. And payment of debt. So how do they tax you in Federal Reserve notes? Federal Reserve notes are defined as obligations in 18 U.S.C. 8 and, 31 U.S.C. 3124 prohibits states from taxing federal obligations except for corporations. So if a U.S. citizen is not, and no unconstitutional tax can be levied against a state citizen, since many across this nation have figured out that the citizen fraud and the correcting the fraud via passport.
Right, and that's why they refuse to give you a passport.
To Columbia, a place of entity, a dead corporation. The District of Columbia is federal, and the federal and the state are two different animals right there.
Just like the Vatican and just like...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that simply, just like the Vatican is its own city and state, country, whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Well, it's part of the three cities. They remember London, the Vatican, and the District of Columbia. They all one in the same. Remember, we are British colony. We still a British colony right now under the Queen.
Come on, tell us. You know why?
I thought we were indigenous.
Tell why. Tell us why that is. Because King George III tricked the whole country into believing that they lost the war when they pulled out the 45,000 redcoats and pull them back and send them back home.
But that's the same thing Finkelstein. That's the same thing that Finkelstein always does. Bets on both sides.
Well, you know,
same thing with the Civil War. They want everybody to believe that the North won, no, the South won. But still, here we are today. You know, but my point, digressing, is okay. Being that we are indigenous people of this land, we shouldn't need any driver's license. Look how the Amish live. Not that anybody definitely, you know, exactly wants to live like the Amish.
No,
but we have the right to.
Self-sufficient. That's a good way to live. They're self-sufficient, bro. They're self-sufficient.
But that's my point. But what I'm saying is most of us are so spoiled, just like going back to MLK and the bus boycott. There was melanated companies also that had bus companies in those same areas. They didn't even ride those buses, even though we can't exactly blame that on MLK. It's the powers that be that was around him that was initiating those things more so than he was. Because when he started to awaken and seeing what really was going on, we see what happened to him. But let's stay with the point. Let's stay with the antidote. Ed, you can come in with the numbers in a minute, but I just want to just say this. What would be the perfect reality if our people would humble themselves and consider some of this information? Would that bring about a change? Because, again, voter registration, draft card, driver's license, all of these things, there's enough wealth in our community. Right. Yeah. We could, in a sense, claim, or just like the Rockefellers say, own nothing and manage everything.
Be happy.
Control everything.
Right. But see,
own nothing, control everything.
Yeah.
Organize, partner up, and produce commodities to bring to market. Bam. All
right. That's it. Competition is a sin. Competition is a sin. But here's the way to break through. This is the beginning of a new day. I have been given this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place whatever I may have traded for it. I pledge to myself that I shall do the gain, it shall be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, and in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for this day. And that is to humble yourself in front of our Mother, Father, God, and know thyself. You know what I'm saying? And that really is if we're promoting and moving forward from those premises, now we're going somewhere.
Okay, I got one more question. Antoinette, does Dry Bones?
Excuse me, y'all. Okay, we have 10 minutes left. So I want to thank y'all for being with us. and I hope that we can get together again. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10:30, and Brother Ray at 3 p.m. with a drum call, which we're drumming for intervention, divine intervention. So no matter where you are in the world at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we're drumming. So with that, again, I'd like to thank y'all. Oh, don't forget Brother Eddie and on Wednesday for the classes on the numbers and numerology. And Brother Eddie, if you want to real quick give out your contact information.
Yes. Again, that's E. Harris, 12764@gmail.com. Right quick, family, I want to end with a small joke so that we can have a little levity and a little smile on our face at the end of this class, show, whatever we want to call it. But this joke is this. It was a man who went to a bar at closing time, about 2 o'clock. The man went to the bar, and he noticed that the bartender had a caged monkey behind him. So as he asked for his drink, he inquired about the monkey. And the bartender said, don't worry about that monkey, man. Just go and drink your drink so you can go ahead and get out of here. So as he was drinking, he kept pestering the bartender about the daggone monkey. He said, the monkey is a stress reliever, man. That's, leave the monkey alone. That's my stress reliever. The man would not let it go. So the bartender said, okay, I'm going to show you what this monkey is for. So he opened the cage. He let the monkey out. He got a bat and hit the monkey in the head. The monkey dropped to his knees, and he gave the man oral sex. He turned around and asked the man, he said, now, do you want some? And the man looked at him. He said, yes, just don't hit me that hard with the bat.
Oh, man.
So I thought y'all might get a little levity out of that, you know. So, yeah.
Ed, you don't need to take one name, man. That ain't a funny joke, man.
I partner up with you for some stand-up, man.
I'm gonna have to find you and put you in some Jesus sandals, and we go in ice fishing, bro, because you need a little bit of chili on the toes.
Stick to the numbers, ain't mine.
Yes, with TV. Word.
And remember, this is called, as I did a class yesterday, is it the United States real or not? Yes, right. The United States is real, but it's not united. Because that's their key. That's their motto. United we stand, but divided we fall. Divide and conquer. We divided, family. They got us all divided. And it starts first with the thought in your brain.
Yep. It is.
They got your brain scattered. As we've been talking about, mind control, MK Ultra.
Yes, sir.
They done divided the brain, baby. Divided our thoughts. So let's get these thoughts together. That's the challenge and change that we coming up with, because that's the challenge for us to bring it back together. We get back together.
Yes, sir. Thought first and then energy. Thought energy. Thought control the energy, man. You're right on, brother. Yep.
And just check
out Willie Nelson, all people.
Okay, just a moment, y'all. I believe this is Miss Kim. Has her hand up.
Blessings, everybody. You all been on it.
Oh, they go to queen, ain't it? They go to queen.
I've been listening to you. You've been on it. I mean, everybody has just been beautiful. I just want to say this. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path.
That's right.
God bless.
Miss Kim, your song, Brothers and Sisters.
Yes,
your song, Brothers
you.
And Sisters, which I played earlier. Do you mind talking about the wars and everything that you sang about in that song?
Well, I tell you the truth. I had just Tammy Terrell called me, and she was very upset. And she said she just left a meeting where they were told anybody caught talking to me or my ex-husband, Mickey Stevenson, would be fined or fired. And she said, and you all know I try not to swear. She said, I knew you before I knew any of them else. You know, how they going to tell me not to talk to you? And some of the people that I had been on the road with for all those years, when I went in their presence, they did not speak, and that hurt. And that's really why I wrote that and Soul on Fire. And I did want to say that the other people are not all our problem, because some of my biggest problems came from us.
Well said.
But to God be good.
Yes. Okay, I want to remind everyone that, you know, Brother Ray, you know, as you know, he just lost his brother and, you know, has been going through things for the past year with his help and everything. So I'm asking everyone to please send a love gift to him. And his Cash App is $Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Fontroyd, F-A-U-N. T-R-O-Y, and I'm asking y'all to please, please, you know, show some love. And also, to our dear Miss Kim, I ask that you as well send her a donation, and hers is $Kim, K-I-M, Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N. We want to make sure that we take care of our seniors and we show them our love and our appreciation for being with us, for coming on and, you know, instructing us, giving us the things that we need that we can only get from them, because a book does not truly give you the true story. So we want to bless them with that. So I'm asking y'all for, you know, to give a love gift to them.
Thank you for the thought. And what I also want to talk about the Veterans and Community Coalition. But once I can get a format together, I can run with it. I need help with that. I believe if we listen to the veterans and what they fought for, what they believe in, those are the people. That's why we have the freedom. And we're not treating them right. We're not treating them like they should be. With the Veterans and Community Coalitions, and they should be everywhere, we could be able to take care of our people.
Yes, I agree.
With that being said, very quick, I want to extend my appreciation to all my fellow veterans out there for this weekend being Veterans Day, 11-11 family. We know how powerful that 11-11 is, and that's why Veterans Day for all the vets, and I don't just mean those who served in the military, I mean our elders who are veterans, because those are the walking encyclopedias that's living right in our presence. So, yes, family, show them love.
Brother Ed, I appreciate that, man.
So do I.
And likewise to all those elders out there, you know, the Ray, you know, the Kwame, they got the Cherokee on the line, you know. I'm not sure if the other brothers out there are veterans, Brother Ed in South Carolina, Sister Antoinette and family, any other names that I haven't mentioned, you know, peace to all y'all.
Oh, thank you. Peace to you as well.
Peace. Salutation. Antoinette, Dry Bones website still up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody answered for you.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because the books that Tariq and everybody mentioned, those two Cash Apps, these, you know, we need to start putting that information out in reference to Dry Bones' website, and we should start using it again, because in this day and time, everything has some kind of portal, excuse me, some kind of doorway. But anyway, this information is very important, even prime example, that book list. you know, because they want everything to go digital. But we need to have books in our libraries, you know, so that way, you know, that's a good punishment for a child, you know, because that way that information will get in their mind. Go in there and get one of them books and read a chapter and give me a book report on it.
Yep.
Sounds like a good idea for a website.
Yes, well, you know, right now that we know that the books are, they're taking the books out. You know how cheap the books are becoming? You know, if you go to the right website, you can get them for like under $10 and $15. I use betterworld.com. So if you go there, you're able to get books. And it's free shipping. And, the, you know, they say that the money goes to illiteracy. I don't know if that's true, but I've been dealing with them for years. And I'm satisfied with them. So, you know, but if you go there and you check, they got books on everything. And the price is, you know, basically under $10 sometimes. So I just suggest that one for y'all. Okay, folks. Well, with that, yes.
Thank you.
I was just saluting you. I said, awesome, sis. Thank you. What you said? Betterbooks.com.
Better World.
Mm-hmm. Better World.
Yeah. Betterworld.com.
Okay. Thank you, Mother Weston, also. Thank us.
Bless you all.
Okay. Well, with that, I'd like to thank you all again for being with us. Please don't forget to send some love to our elders. And I thank you all, and y'all have a good night.
Touch the earth.
You as well. Peace.
Touch the earth with love.
You're my peace. I look everywhere and I couldn't find it nowhere. I know today somebody looked for the alcohol bottle. Somebody tried to find it on crack cocaine. But I came to tell you that God is the only one that can give you peace, everlasting peace. Peace that flows down like a river, down in your soul. Give the glory, give God the praise. Peace, my peace. You're my peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. When I should be crying, when I should be filled with despair, when my back is up against the wall, somebody may be asking me today, why are you praising God when everything seems to be going wrong? But I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I woke up in God's peace. I felt the peace of God all around me. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. You're my peace. Thank you.
Right there with you. And he's letting you know right now that I'm your peace. I don't care what you're going through this morning. He's saying, I'm your peace. Lean and depend on me. I hear him saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path right into me. He'll take you right into the peace of God. Come on into my peace. I hear the Lord speaking to you this morning. For the word of the Lord is saying this morning that I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I can hear somebody saying, oh God, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also has brought all works in us. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my peace. You're my peace. In the midst of my storm, you have already delivered me. You're my peace. You're my peace. You're my peace.
There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. For the Lord God is ordaining peace. He's ordaining peace to be among you, to be with you, to be in your mind, to be in your thoughts. Let it in. Let the peace come in. Yeah, yeah. The peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. I know there's confusion around you. I know the enemy looks like he's with you. But the Lord is saying this morning, I'm giving you a peace that passes all understanding. And my sons and my daughters, this peace shall keep your heart and your mind. It's a keeping peace. It's a peace that holds you together. It's a peace that gives you strength. It's a kind of peace that gives you courage. It's a kind of peace that lifts you up where you're torn down. It's a kind of peace that wipes the tears from your eyes. It's a kind of peace that brings joy
unspeakable joy, and full of the morning glory. So I say to you today, peace, peace, peace. I can feel somebody's warfare now. And I can't make it another day. I'm trying to hold on with everything I've got. But I hear the Lord saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and grab a hold to God. Peace. Grab a hold to God's peace. He's made it available to you this morning. He's saying today that I'm your peace, I'm your peace, I'm your peace, I'm your peace, I'm your peace.